want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the rock. Oh, there's no justice like angry mob justice.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Hey, kids. Who's your favorite host of the show, Everything That's Right About America?
That's right.
Slacker Hot Dog. Hi, guys. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Legitimate Beef and all the ships at sea. Back and pleasantly plump from their private theater picnic in Pickle Park, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Para.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to a new episode of the Don and Mike Show. I'll hear about your trip to Pickle Park in a moment. Very eventful. Don and Mike Show, a new episode, a fresh episode, on this Thursday, October the 4th. Telephone number, oh, hello to you, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Telephone number 877-365-3636. Or you can call it 202-432-1067. Now, here are the cities that can call us live right now.
Right now.
Right now. New York. Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Iowa City. And Burlington, Iowa. Next week, we finally go live in Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby!
KSFM will join the live broadcast, and next Monday, we do have our triumphant return to the great city of Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle!
Starting Monday, the show will be heard live every day on KQBZ 100.7 FM in Seattle.
A big FM flamethrower.
I like that other cheese dick station that we had been on, which was in Everett, which is like 50 miles from Seattle.
Yeah, that's cheating.
So we're happy about that. So if you live in those cities I just named, call us now. If you live in another city that I didn't name, well, go ahead and call, but we won't be here when you call.
That's right.
Because you're getting the show on tape delay.
And we're excited about the show beginning to grow again.
And you should call your local station to get them to run the show live.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming very soon. Ken promises soon in Philadelphia.
Yes, soon.
And also, soon. Also soon in Chicago.
Soon.
Those are both signed deals. We just don't know when we're going on.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, did you see the Star Trek episode last night?
Oh, no, don't ruin it for me. I got it on tape.
The one episode?
Star Trek Enterprise.
Enterprise.
You know, last night is one of those nights. Too much good stuff on at the same time.
That's
you got you got your Star Trek Enterprise on. Mm-hmm. You've got the West Wing on. And you've got The Amazing Race on.
Yes.
All on at the same friggin' time.
It's not
right.
Fair.
I mean, there's so many nights of the week where there's nothing good on TV.
Yeah, and then they cluster it all together.
Yeah, so I had to make the choice. TiVo'd the Star Trek. Was it good?
It's very good. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good. It was,
damn.
No complaints about this new episode.
I got to hop on this bandwagon. I'm going to hop on the Star Trek thing early this time.
This is the most watched new drama. Don, you'll love the spacesuits that they have to wear when they go outside the ship.
Don't tell me.
They're very cool.
Don't tell me.
I won't tell you. They're just cool.
Watch it tonight. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't ruin it for me.
I get so excited.
Yeah, he's enthusiastic.
Look at that.
He doesn't
get excited.
Buzz Aldrin. That is Star Trek.
Buzz likes Star Trek like I do.
Always have.
He does. And I've always been late to the party. I watch a couple episodes. But, you know, this time I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to watch every episode. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How's it going? You guys mentioned something about Mike Piazza being gay. He can't be gay. Come on.
Who said Mike Piazza's gay?
Who the hell said that?
I didn't see Mike Piazza in Pickle Park last night.
Oh, we never said that Mike Piazza's a fag.
No.
No, I think it was one day someone called me a pussy. Because I believe the conversation was that because I did something my wife... Oh, it was when the girls came down.
Right.
When my wife didn't want me to buy the whores for us to paint, somebody called the show and said that I'm a bigger pussy than Mike Piazza.
Because
he went out of the game with his thumb.
with his bad thumb.
That's right.
No, he's no fag.
No.
Oh, you guys are great.
He's no fag.
I'm loving the show.
All right,
looks a little
like
the loafers in that little dartboard ad that he's in.
I love Don and Mike's show.
With the country singer, you know that one? Yeah.
He does have kind of a queer mustache.
Yeah, he does.
He's got that thing that really only the brothers can do, that pencil-thin thing.
Anytime a man spends that much time on himself, you gotta worry a little bit.
Well, he's a pretty man, Mike Piazza, of your New York Mets. Who, incidentally... way to go. Way to pick it up for New York City.
Go, yeah. Mets.
Way to go, Mets. Go, Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi, welcome to the show. First thing I have to ask you, Mike, yesterday the show was loaded with controversy at the end of the program with the discussion about Pickle Park.
Right.
Where the homo guys are giving each other oral, and we had the guy who was mad and his wife who was mad, and people were mad at us for not being mad that there were homos having sex. And you said that last night you would go past this park.
I got two different versions. You want the first version of the story or the second version of the story?
why are there two versions?
Well, there's an interesting version and then there's a non-interesting version.
Well, I'd like just the interesting version.
Right, the interesting version is completely fictitious. I went to Pickle Park last night. Okay. There were 10 cars, all with single men in them and a couple of with two men in them. I pulled my car in. Immediately after pulling my car in, a man approached my car, walked up, leaned inside, and he said, "Would you like pleasure?" And I said, you know, I thought for a second, I said, for the good of the show, having never done this before, I said, what I'll do is, you know, I'll experience this. And so he got into my car and, you know, he pleasured me.
He gave you oral.
Yeah, he gave me oral. And I finished. We shook hands. Never got his name. And I drove away, leaving, I think maybe at that time, 20 or 30 cars, all with heads bobbing up and down in the... No, I drove by Pickle Park. There wasn't one goddamn car there.
Okay.
There wasn't one single solitary car. But I had to make it interesting, you know, and I will continue. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll continue to drive by Pickle Park.
For the good of the show.
Just for the good of the show.
For the good of the
show. As my little experiment. Somebody told me where they thought it was, and so I hope I was at the right place. You know, I mean, but I drove by. I didn't pull in. But I drove by and I saw the parking lot. See, I thought of Pickle Park as being like one of the battlefields.
You drive by Pickle Park, you smell salt, right?
No, it's not salt. It's a different smell. It's a smell you get sometimes from over-pollinated trees.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess you'd know better than me.
Sure, absolutely.
You sure would.
You sure would, Mike. You sure would.
All right, well, thank you for going to Pickle Park yesterday.
It's no effort. It's on the way home, and I'll do it every night. Don, you just tell me when you want me to stop going by Pickle Park.
Every day I want you to go.
Every day.
Big homo amusement park
right
here in the D.C. suburbs.
I'm not going to get out of the car, though. I don't see that as being really necessary. I mean, that would be really committing to Pickle Park.
No, the people that called yesterday were upset about Pickle Park. They got offended simply by driving by, much as you could be.
Oh, another thing is, and after I got done with the, and I left the 15 cars behind, and I pulled out a big truck full of, you know, guys chewing tobacco, chased me with baseball bats.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Pickle Park is right 466.
All right, here we go. I went by it. I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay,
if you're heading from Manassas, it's on the left.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, well, then Mike was at
the... And there's like an old, like a ratty old bar next to it.
Mike was at the right place.
If you need directions, Mike, just go to my website, hate.com.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, please.
Yeah, hi, it's us, hi.
Hey, guys, it's Dan.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Okay, great.
This is your Pickle Park Patrol guy. I talked to you yesterday.
Oh, you're the guy that, and your wife called later?
Yes, sir.
You're the guy that started that whole mess yesterday on the show?
Why are you
calling again, Dan?
It's Anthony Homophobia.
Well, I just thought I'd call and let you guys know that I did a little patrolling last night, and attendance at Pickle Park is down.
Okay, now do you back my story? There wasn't one car there when I drove by.
No way.
There was not one car there when I drove by.
Well, we went by there to take the kids to dance, and it was about...
You taking your kids there again?
No, to dance.
Dance class.
We were taking them to dance class.
Make up your own joke.
And,
are you taking... You got a boy you're taking to dance class?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Everything is going down at Pickle Park.
Yes, attendance is going down.
Everything's going down. All right, Dan, listen, you had your time on the show yesterday. Thank you for calling.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, see you later. All right. Thank you, sir. And again, I loved you in American Beauty. I loved it at the end when you tried to make out with Kevin Spacey. I would never have guessed throughout the whole movie you're a homo.
It's amazing. It was a real shocker.
Thank you, my friend. Listen, am I the only guy? I know we're just talking about all the stupid TV shows that were on last night. But am I the only guy? I don't feel it for the new Survivor. They're going to be tonight running some kind of get ready for it, meet the people for the new Survivor.
I think that might be, I mean, I know you still like The Amazing Race because it's so good, but I think that reality programming in general is probably going to take a bit of a hit with the real reality we've all been dealing with.
I'm not into Survivor. It's like it's a fad that's pretty much passed by.
I'd like to see new shows, new like comedies and stuff like that. I was watching 2020 last night and getting so unbelievably pissed off about, you know, they're further enough, far enough away from the tragedy now where they can do the kind of exploitive shows about the victims, which, you know, you knew that was going to, you know, and I'm sitting there watching this and I'm getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And the only thing I wanted to watch on 2020 was they were doing a thing on the Taliban where they had like hidden cameras in there and showing what the, you know, what women go through in Afghanistan. And they, you know, they knew that, of course they knew. So they saved that till the very end. And yeah, have to go through all this, and I'm just like, shut up, please.
This morning on the Today Show,
I want to escape.
They got the tapes of the calls between
that's not exploitive at all.
The rescue workers while the stuff was happening, and they've got the graphic with the buildings falling down, and you're hearing the rescue workers go, "Oh my God, get everybody out of there! The friggin' building is going down! Get out of there! Get out of there!" And you know they come back and they look real sad with their puppy dog eyes at the TV. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, we're so sorry we had to share that with you, but we knew it would rivet you.
Listen, I think today we'll have something that will two items later in the show that are going to lift America.
Good.
Lift America's spirits. A guy who's selling red, white, and blue condoms. Okay, he's coming on the show. And let me see. Oh, no, you're going to love this. We're going to call these two asswipes in Pakistan who have, they have registered and own the rights to the domain name OsamaBinLaden.com.
Oh, wow.
And we have researched, and we have found, this is not a bit.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a bit on the show, but these are real guys.
Wow.
I don't know. Buzz, try to go there and see what Osama Bin Laden, OsamaBinLaden.com.
Right.
These two douchebags have a Bin Laden message board and chat room.
Wow.
And we've researched and found their phone number, and we're going to attempt to call Pakistan.
Very cool.
Maybe they'll be online.
For the first time today, we're going to attempt to call Pakistan during this crisis. Oh, and, you know, I'm almost also getting sick about the celebrities. I'm glad that celebrities are giving money to help out, and I'm glad that, you know, we're having all of the concerts and all that other junk, and you know, I'm getting tired of seeing People magazine with Oprah on the cover and Rosie on the cover waving the flags. But what really pissed me off is there's this broad on NPR radio, and she's getting press now because she announced the other day on her show, which I believe now competes with our show.
Yes.
She's on the same time as we are. This broad gets on and announces that she cares so deeply, right here from her ticker, that she went out and bought a new Toyota Avalon.
Isn't that nice?
That and apparently she's getting she's getting all kinds of accolades.
Look, they probably built it in America, so that's okay.
Yeah, but still, I mean, so you bought a car.
Right.
PFD. D.
Well, she's definitely the inside the Beltway cocktail party circuit. Go to all the right parties. Everybody kisses your butt. She's part of that group in Washington.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to NBR. This is Diane Rehm, and it's a tragedy. I want to tell you that I went out. I did my part. I bought a Toyota Avalon.
And I got a special customized license plate that said Ream 1.
And then, you know, all the people calling in, Diane, you're a great American. I only wish more. You make me proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Oh, please, I've done nothing except purchase a luxury automobile.
No, you sell yourself short, Diane. Just stay out of Pickle Park. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Lots of homos in Pickle Park.
That's what I hear. Hi, it's Diane Rehm, great American. I bought a Toyota Avalon, and I mean, she's getting pressed for it.
Welcome to Diane Rehm.
Broad buys a car.
Thank you.
And suddenly she's an American hero.
Thank you so much.
Please, I want to tell you who's an American hero. And he's also a slacker, and he's a hot dog.
Yes.
He is my man, the voice of reason, Rob Spiewak.
Right.
Yesterday, after the show, Rob and I are sitting back in the office, and I was on one phone talking with someone about this Seattle station.
All right, hold on. This is quite an apropos call coming through.
Oh, is this?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. Well, then someone pick it up and put it on hold for a minute. Joe or someone, pick up 444 and put it on hold and tell him we'll be right with him. Because I'm sitting in the office, and Rob and I are at the two desks in the office, and I'm on the phone with the guy from the network.
Right.
Saying, you know, hey, great news. Mm-hmm. Got the Seattle clear. Mm-hmm. And Rob is on the phone. He picks up the phone and he goes, hello, hey, hi, Dick. And immediately I know that, in fact, it's Dick Van Patten who
TV's Dick Van Patten?
Yes, who is called,
one and the same.
Who is called Rob Spiewak.
Fantastic.
From a mobile phone.
Rob, the only one on the show that's actually dined with Dick Van Patten.
Oh, he's a terrific guy. And, you know, I've also had a long conversation this week with Pat Van Patten.
There you go.
Now,
Dick and Pat.
Yes.
Now, why is Dick calling?
He has a show to plug.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Well, then let's welcome to the Don and Mike show again our longtime friend, Dick Van Patten.
Yeah. Dick Van Patten, long time, no chat.
Hi, Don, Mike, is this you?
It's us, Dick. How are you?
Oh, I was so happy to hear from you. I'm in the show, and we're traveling from city to city. And we're going to get pretty close to you. We'll be in Frederick Friday. So I was hoping you guys could come to see the show with your wives and everything.
Fredneck, Maryland?
Wow, that's fantastic.
Dick, what show are you going to be in?
We're doing the show called The Sunshine Boys. Remember Walter Matthau?
Oh, I remember that.
George Burns did the movie.
Great show.
Oh, it's a terrific show. You guys will get a big kick out of it. It's so funny. You know, Neil Simon at his best.
And now, are you the star, Dick?
Well, I'm co-starred with Frank Gorshin. And,
Friend Frank Gorshin.
Oh, God. Frank Gorshin.
Yeah, he thinks that he was on your show once, was he?
Yes, was. Well, it didn't go quite well.
Dick, I'm glad he doesn't remember. He hates us.
I'm glad he's forgotten.
No, he doesn't either. He was all excited about talking to you, too. In fact, when you're through talking to me, I can bring the phone out. We're on a bus now. We're traveling from Chattanooga to Bristol, Tennessee.
Oh, you see, you're on the bus with Frank Gorshin.
Yes, the two of us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a real tour, you know. We're in a different city every night, and we're on a bus every day in a different hotel every night.
So, are you enjoying it, Dick?
Yes, it's exciting to see the country this way. We're hitting every city in the country. You realize how beautiful America is. It has everything. It has the Everglades, the mountains, the deserts, the farms, the country. It's really, we're lucky.
For those of you who don't know, Dick Van Patten, over the years, is our only true Hollywood friend.
That is true.
As a matter of fact, we
someday we will go to the Playboy Mansion with Dick Van Patten.
Well, the last time you came on Thanksgiving, remember, to my house? And I wanted to take you to the mansion, and in fact, Hugh Hefner was all excited about it. And you couldn't make it. You had to leave the next day or something.
You don't know how funny this is, that we went to Dick Van Patten's house. We had drinks, and we had munchies with him.
Played a little tennis.
In the backyard, we played tennis. We went next door to his son's house, where his son was getting a massage at the time.
I think it was, is it Vince who has the house next to you?
It was Vincent, right.
Vincent has the house next to you.
My other son, Jimmy, is in this show with me.
Oh, really?
Remember in the movie, Richard Benjamin played the nephew.
Right.
Jimmy is playing that part. He's very good in it.
So is Jimmy on the bus with you?
Yeah, he's right here. You want to say hello for a minute?
Yeah, put on Jimmy Van Patten.
Back on. Hold on 1 second. Jimmy.
Who doesn't love the Van Pattens?
Jimmy, it's dawn of night.
You know, eight is enough.
Yeah.
Here we go. Jimmy Van
Hello?
Patten. Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy Van Patten.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You guys, you don't know how funny it is that we went to the Van Patten house.
Yes, I mean, we did. We actually spent an afternoon there.
They're all there.
Yes.
All the Van Pattens, all the Dick and Pat and all the kids are there. And they could not have been nicer to us.
Jimmy, you still got that hottie wife of yours?
Oh, yeah. She's still cute, too. I think she still likes me.
She's a POA. So how is it working with your dad in the show?
Oh, it's great. It's a great experience. You know, he's you know, that's his thing, really. I mean, he came from the stage. He comes from Broadway. And it's just it's a great opportunity for me, a great experience for me to work my father like on the stage. It really is great.
And what's it like working with Frank Gorshin?
He's the same thing. He's unbelievable. The guy is really, really the real thing. You know, these guys they're so good in the roles, by the way.
Hold on, Jimmy. Maybe we can talk with you rather than your dad about what happened with Frank Gorshin on the show.
Yeah, I think it'd be more comfortable for Jimmy to hear. Jimmy can keep a secret.
We had Frank Gorshin on the show, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and he was promoting
Dixie Riddle Cups, son.
You know, because he was the Riddler.
He was, and he was on promoting these, and we were doing our usual irreverent style of interviewing, and what did we say that set Frank Gorshin?
There would have been a story out that Cesar Romero was a homo,
yeah.
And we asked him about that.
Specifically, he had experimented with Desi Arnaz.
it was
simply in a tabloid, and we were looking for confirmation.
And Frank kind of went off on us.
Experience with Desi Arnaz?
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero allegedly had sex with Desi Arnaz.
But Frank. Jimmy, for the love of God, don't mention that to Frank Gorshin.
And he got offended. We said, do you know if the Joker ever had sex with Ricky Ricardo? And he got, he got beyond pissed.
Yeah, he was very upset.
Oh man, I'll find out. I'll look into it.
But if he doesn't remember that episode on the show, it'd be funny to say hi to Frank Gorshin.
Absolutely, I think we will completely go by that and
ask him the question
again. Frank Gorshin doesn't remember us at all, that'll be fine.
I bet he forgot the whole thing.
Good, that's good. That's a good thing.
Can you find Frank for him?
Yeah, I'll feel it out, yeah.
All right, okay. Let's put Frank.
Want me to find him now?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put my father back in the car. I'm going to go look for him.
He's walking around, all punchy.
Okay. He doesn't like the daytime. He's a night guy. He likes the nighttime.
Walking around
very punchy. I'll find him.
Thank you. Who doesn't love the Van Pattens?
The Van Patten, greatest show business family in America.
I want to ask Dick about his brother, who's the Sopranos guy.
Right. Yeah, he'll go get Frank. In the meantime, I feel so bad. Last year, I was in Richmond, Virginia doing a show, and I didn't realize how close we were to Washington, D.C. I could have had you guys come to see the show. It didn't occur to me,
We have to get together next time we get out on the West Coast.
We love socializing with the Van Pattens.
Right. Well, hey, something. What? There's so many people come up to me. Everybody listens to your show. People come up to me all the time and say, hey, Don and Mike were talking about you yesterday. I get that all the time.
Constantly. We're obsessed with you, Dick. Hey,
I feel bad every time you call me at home. I'm never home. It's always a message, and I'm always home. But I think the hours that you're on from 11 to 2, that's like 2 to 5 out in California. I'm always at the racetrack or something like that.
Well, keep the jokes up, Dick. Keep the jokes up on your answering machine. We love those jokes.
Oh, yeah, they're good, right?
Hey, what about, is it your brother who's the director of The Sopranos?
Yes, he's up for an Emmy Sunday night.
Wow.
He's nominated for an Emmy not only for directing The Sopranos, but also for writing. He's up for two different Emmys, one for writing and one for directing, because one of the shows he directed, he also wrote, and that's Timmy Van Patten.
Yeah, and you know,
so
that's
we're all rooting for him, you know?
That really, what I love about that is, I think the first time that we saw his name right at the credits as Tony Soprano's driving his car into the garage there, it says directed by, you know, and we see the name
Tim Van Patten, right.
And we think, it can't be. Can't be related to the Van Pattens that we know.
Every Van Patten. Right. It's all, every Van Patten is related to Dick Van Patten.
How is Nels?
Nels is fine, thanks. You know, he's out there teaching tennis every day, 8 or 9 hours a day. He's doing real good. And he just bought a little house in back of me. You know, Vincent lives next door. Well, Nels just bought the house in back of me.
So it's the big family compound.
Right, and Jimmy just lives, you know, 2 blocks away. So we're really all together all the time. It's great.
How is your friend Yasmin Bleach?
Oh, Yasmin, Dee got in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, sorry.
While we were in Detroit, too. She got in trouble in Detroit. And we were there, but we didn't see her. So I feel bad, you know. She's such a nice girl. It's just a shame. I guess she's got a problem there with drugs or something.
Yeah, you know, I totally forgot. I just remember that day that we were at your house. There was a big picture there. And we were like, wow, you know.
Yeah, we were staring at that sexy picture of Yasmin Bleeth that you had. Well, yeah.
You know, and have you played poker with Dom DeLuise recently?
Well, I see Dom all the time. In fact, they did my biography. I don't know whether you saw it. I guess you didn't. They did on the A&E channel.
Oh, did we?
Absolutely.
Sure we did.
Oh, you're good, because Dom was on that. But I don't play poker with Dom. I play poker with Don Adams.
Oh.
Gabe Kaplan. and those guys, you know.
When's the last?
Dom, I see Dom all the time, but he's not really a poker player.
Okay. When's the last time you played tennis with either Mel Brooks or Carl Reiner?
Well, I used to play every Sunday for 17 years, you know, but now Mel is in New York now with the producers, and I'm on the road. So he came back to California September 15th, but now I'm out of town, so that sort of broke up for a while. But once we all get settled again, we'll start that up again. It was Alan Alda, Carl Reiner, me, and Mel. Before that, it was Gene Wilder, but then Gene went back to New York, and Alan Alda took his place.
I love this guy. Let me get a plug in here for your show, The Sunshine Boys. This is Friday night in Frederick, Maryland. Where are you going to be playing?
See, I don't even know the name of the theater in Frederick.
I bet Rob Spiewak knows.
Wait a minute. I found it out. It's the Weinberg Center.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Weinberg Center.
Okay. 8 o'clock curtain, Dick?
8 o'clock curtain.
Very good.
And it is a funny... I hope you guys can come.
I'd like to come.
I'll call you tomorrow and you let me know how many tickets you want, okay?
Absolutely. And is Frank Gorshin available?
Yes, I'll go get Frank. Hold on a minute.
Thank you.
This is where it'll go bad.
There we go.
Oh, hi. It's Jimmy again.
Hey, Jimmy.
He was on the mobile phone with his shrink.
Oh, yeah. It was Frank Gorshin.
Maybe not a good time.
Oh, boy. Couldn't get him.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
okay. Here's Dick, and I hope to see you guys.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. I guess that means Frank Gorshin ain't coming on the show.
Frank is on the other phone, but here's what I'll do. You're on for a couple of more hours.
Yeah, have Frank call.
I'll have Frank call you right back.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you.
And tell him that when
he's a terrific guy, and he's wonderful on the show, and we really enjoy working with each other.
Dick,
it's really fun.
Dick, can you do us a favor? When he does call, have him call in as the Riddler.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Very good.
I'll tell him to call in as the Riddler.
Dick,
so we'll call you back within a half hour, okay?
Call back. Great. Always good talking to you, Dick.
Great talking to you, guy. I miss you. I hope we see a lot more of you this year.
God bless you, Dick Van Patten.
Thank you.
Okay.
The great Thanks. Dick Van Patten, everybody.
All right. There he goes.
Who doesn't love?
Bye-bye. Okay.
Thanks. Bye, Dick.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
There's a magic in
You know what? You know the best part of that interview is when he talks about who's playing tennis.
Alan Alda was there. Gene Wilder went back to New York.
Oh, that's hysterical. You just see all these people in his house.
You know, maybe it's just funny to me and Mike.
Right.
But Dick Van Patten was one of those guys. I mean, 8 is enough.
Sure.
He was like every episode of The Love Boat. He was always falling in love with Charo. And
he was in that Hollywood circle, you know, the TV guys.
And if you could pick one guy who you would imagine would never be friends with us.
Right.
It would be a square like Dick Van Patten.
True. Dick Van Patten, and I think it's because he's got all those kids.
Yeah.
He's around young people all the time. And he digs us. And he really digs being on the show.
You know, you would never guess that Dick Van Patten would be so connected or so friendly.
Yeah,
he just
amazing.
Is the nicest guy in the world.
Absolutely. And it's like a little TV history lesson when
Absolutely.
You talk to him. We love you guys.
You should have seen that day we went to his house. We were so nervous, we knock on the door. And he's like, Don and Mike, come in!
You know, he's got like people going, you know, 60 people walking through his house that day.
Oh, there he is, Dick Van Patten. So anyway, that's what I was going to tell you. I got a giant laugh yesterday. We're in the office. I'm on one telephone with the network guys, and I hear Rob on the other line pick up the phone. Go, Rob Spiewak. Hi, Dick. And immediately, I know it's Dick Van Patten is calling Rob A.
Dick Van Patten.
Do you remember when we went into his gated home and he had cheese and crackers waiting for us?
It was
the
incredible.
Whole family was there.
I think Pat was drinking white wine.
I think she was drinking a lot of white wine. She's a very nice lady.
The whole Van Patten clan. Well, let me know when Gorshin calls in, because
as the Riddler,
we can definitely get him going with the stuff about, is it true that Cesar Romero was having gay sex with Desi Arnaz?
And, you know, it's the same dynamic, too. You know, Dick is there kind of like out of it. You know, as far as talking to him. Then you got Jimmy, who tracks with what we're doing. It was the same way when we went out to his house. We were talking to all his kids. And if I remember, Jimmy was married to a P.O.A.
Major P.O.A.
Like some soap opera star.
All the Van Patten boys are married to P.O.A.s. As a matter of fact, that's where...
Vincent was getting a massage from some turbo hottie.
Yeah, this girl just wearing some robe.
Right.
Wow. I mean, he was laying on the table like naked. And we just go over there and Dick just knocks on the door and goes, "Hey, I'm here with Don and Mike." And we go in. He's got the goddamn massage table there.
Hey, he's wearing a towel.
He let himself in with the key and yelled upstairs, "Jimmy, we're here with Vincent. Don and... Or Vincent, we're here with Don and Mike."
It's hysterical.
Just go up to his bedroom.
That's right.
It's funny. And it's just funny. The concept is funny that we're friends with Dick Van Patten.
Us hanging with the Van Patten family.
It's nutty. It's really nutty.
Sorry about that Yasmin Bleeth thing. she's like in jail somewhere.
Showbiz nutty. What was it? Like
had a car wreck in Florida and was arrested at that time for possession of cocaine and driving under the influence.
Right.
Yeah, but it could have been worse. You could have brought up the lady that played his oldest daughter on Eight Is Enough who recently died from a drug overdose.
This is true.
So, I mean, he had to go down a road.
The Eight Is Enough curse. You know, Adam Rich.
Yeah.
Wasn't he, like, stealing drugs out of a hospital?
Nicholas stole, broke into hospitals and stole drugs.
A doctor's cabinet. Yeah.
And Willie Ames.
Who's doing quite well now. He's touring as, like, Captain Bible, I think, is his deal.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, what does Dick Van Patten call his gang? The Pussy Posse? It's all guys that wouldn't hurt a fly.
You're absolutely right. They're definitely pacifists in that group.
And that's maybe the dynamic that we're trying to get across is that, you know, okay, we're kind of goofing on Dick Van Patten.
Right.
And maybe he doesn't know that we goof on him all the time, but it's funny that we're friends with him and that his kids kind of know that we're goofing on him.
Yeah, but they're cool with that.
They're fine with it.
And it is the Pussy Posse, but it's certainly a bunch of guys that if you got them all drunk one afternoon, it'd be a fun group of guys to hang out with.
And there's no doubt that Dick Van Patten has a lifetime pass to the Playboy Mansion.
And we are, if someday we have to play that card with Dick Van Patten.
He really wanted to take us out there. Hi, Joe.
The personal assistant I have on hold and call screen, she would like to know how many tickets you would like to the show tomorrow night.
We'll get back to you on that. I'm sure at least Rob will go.
Yeah, Rob will go.
Are you going tomorrow night, Rob?
I can't.
Oh, no. You know it's bad when Rob doesn't go.
I would love to. I really would, but we can't get a sitter, and I have a personal appearance tomorrow.
Oh, there you
sorry.
Go. Okay. Buzz, you interested?
I don't want to go.
I'd love to.
Mm-hmm.
How about we send Joe?
Joe Ardinger?
Hey, Joe.
She sent him with a tape recorder.
You want to take one for the show?
Let's see.
You know, we should send somebody out.
And, you know, we really should send flowers as well.
Hey, Joe, how'd you like to go with a tape recorder?
It's Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
All right, good.
All right, well, then get two tickets for Joe Ardinger.
Take a date, Joe.
And just flowers.
Yeah, bring flowers and go with a tape recorder.
That's right, absolutely. Get backstage, say hi to everybody. Hi.
Great if Joe rushed the stage with a spray of roses, wouldn't it?
Well, Rob, you and I are going to have a writing meeting then. To write some good questions.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Gorshin. My name is Don Geronimo.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can I go? This is Mike Landis.
Mike Landis.
Mike Landis, once again.
This is the real Mike Landis. Oh, that was an imposter yesterday.
All right, now listen. Lisa was telling me about another bit of controversy on the show yesterday.
Yes, sir.
The guy that we identified as Mike Landis is not Mike Landis?
No, the guy who, when we did the 4-Hour Club and we called the guy at the Department of Justice,
right,
who we identified as the Mike Landis guy, apparently Lisa now has something on her voicemail from this guy saying that guy was an imposter of Mike Landis, who is the Fox 5 anchorman.
Well, he might have just gone along with this because we were pressuring him so much.
I was so upset.
You got the tape, Lisa?
Yeah.
All right, here's the tape of this guy. Whoever this idiot is, this guy who calls us all the time and says he's this...
I love you guys.
Says he's the guy from Fox Channel 5.
Everybody's here today. We're on a plane at Reagan National Airport.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second. Reel number one. Here's the guy's call to Lisa's voicemail yesterday.
Lisa, this is Mike.
Bob, you got to mono that out. I'm only getting one channel. Can you do that?
Right now.
Okay.
I was informed that there was an imposter on today, and it was believed to be me. There is no way in hell I would call and give away my identity. That was not Mike Landis. I am very upset at this situation. I will try to find out what has happened. If you need to reach me, please call me anytime.
Such a dumbass.
410.
Okay.
But he's serious.
And ask for.
This is a very somber Mike Landis.
Yes, this is a thing, yeah, like rapid fire wit.
Hey, can you get the, Lisa, could you please get the phone number of the guy from yesterday? For the 4-hour club, we can put him on with this guy.
That's a wonderful experiment.
With the real Mike Landis.
Lisa like, says you should listen to the end of the message.
Oh, listen to the end of it? Okay, sorry.
God bless.
All right, there he is. A lot of you folks probably don't know who this guy is. This is a guy, Mike Landis. He's the stiff Ken doll who is the 10 o'clock anchor on the Fox News here in D.C.
And this guy calls in doing an impression of him. And the funny thing is that every impression he does is the same voice.
Right. All the people at Fox 5. And, hi, this is Tracy Neal.
That's right.
I'm Sue Palka.
I'm Morris Jones.
And I believe on Yom Kippur they were all Jews.
Yes,
right. They were Jews for the day.
Indeed. And I still think that guy we talked to yesterday is Mike Landis. I still think that's this is Mike Landis doing damage control over being exposed yesterday.
We'll find
out. Yeah, I mean, that sounded... I remember when Don identified it, and I thought, absolutely, that's the same guy.
It's Mike Landis.
Mike Landis. Right now.
You know, you might have just bullied the other guy into it, because he might have been afraid that he was going to lose his pride.
Because when we put the full-court press on saying, come on, you're the guy, you're the guy.
Because don't you think if he really was the Mike Landis guy, he would go into Turbo Landis?
Has anybody noticed what a mess the show has become today, that all of a sudden it was Dick Van Patten and
Right. Is Enough Curse
and trying to get Frank Gorshin on the phone, and
I know,
and now it's dribbled down to this Mike Landis thing.
Somebody just tuning in that's never heard the show before, they're long gone.
Forget it.
They're absolutely long gone.
They're never gonna get it. Hey Lisa, you got that number? Because I got we're up on a hard break.
Hard, rock hard.
We're up on a rock hard break, honey.
Blue steel.
Right. A rock hard blue steel break.
Right.
We're up on a break that's got veins on it. That's how hard it is.
Oh,
we're up on a break with a big helmet on it.
Bounce a quarter on this break.
We are up on a break that is just about to explode.
Absolutely.
Which reminds me.
This break's going to spit.
I saw this show on HBO.
Yeah.
Real Sex.
Oh.
About teaching ladies. Thank you very much. Teaching ladies how to give good manual release.
Oh.
Where it's like a Tupperware party.
Wow.
And there's one broad who kind of looks like Dr. Laura Schlesinger. She goes to this, like, it's a Tupperware party at this lady's house, and she has a metal briefcase. And she opens up the briefcase, and there's like 20 dildos in there.
There you go.
And all of these house frows.
Party time.
Sit around this table, and each of them puts one of the dildos in a plate in front of them.
Right.
And she shows them different ways to manually release.
I like it.
All of these different techniques. One was called the basket weave, where you put your hands together, and I'm watching this thing, and I'm going, oh, God damn, I'm turned on by this show. I swear to God I am.
Well, maybe they'll be as popular as Tupperware parties or so.
I'll host.
I know my wife had a regular Tupperware party. I wish the party had been more along those lines. That would have been fun.
All right, let me call this guy.
Hey, I'm home early.
Let me call this guy and see if he's there. I got to take that out of... I got to do that thing,
yeah,
to...
Oh, that's right.
To get his voice off the air.
Now, is the... other Mike Landis still
on hold.
Line?
He's on hold.
All right, very good.
I'm calling the Department of Justice now on the line that you can't hear ringing,
mm-hmm,
to try to get the guy who won the contest yesterday.
Mm. Interesting that there's no answer.
There's no answer there.
Like, perhaps they'd have to be in two different places at the same time.
Voice messaging. Busy.
Otherwise, for assistance,
right,
press
says,
0
it
now.
Says, all right, record. It says busy. Mm. It said, you've called the Department of Treasury.
Right.
And then it gave the guy's name.
Joel Rundgren.
Right. Is busy.
I see.
Mm.
So that would mean that he's busy talking to us on the show.
Come on, you guys. This is the real Mike Landis.
Do you work at the Department of Justice?
No, sir.
Treasury?
No,
Treasury.
Sir.
I'm sorry, what did I say? DOJ? I meant DOT.
Right.
No, sir. Ask him if you get him. Ask him if he called on Yom Kippur. Ask him if he called on Make Me Laugh the other day.
Okay. All right.
Well, love you guys.
Hey, and incidentally, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I have to tell you, I did like your make us laugh thing. It was almost a winner.
When you said slow burn, I couldn't tell whether that was good or bad.
No, I laughed at that through the next two or three callers.
All right. Goodbye, Mike Landis.
God damn it. I almost won that guitar.
Good. Get out of here.
He's mad now.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is James from Las Vegas.
Hello, James.
How you guys doing?
Great.
All right. Hey, that guy that called in yesterday from Vegas, he was correct. They're going to have you guys on live starting Monday.
That's what we hear.
But they're going to dump the first hour. They're not going to play the entire show. They're going to start you late. They're
going to
play at 9 to 12 out here.
Yeah, what do you want? I mean, you bitch either way. We'll take a 9 to 12, Claire.
That's fine.
I'd rather have the good people of Las Vegas be able to hear the show for 3 hours live and call them and participate,
mm-hmm.
rather than get it for four.
Amen.
And not be able to participate.
Amen right now.
All right. Thank you, James.
All right,
thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, man, we got to do a break. Christ, we're running late. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don.
Yes, hello.
That lady you were talking about on the HBO show, she was actually a guest in your show, Lou Padgett. She was on there to plug a book a few months ago.
The lady who was teaching the other ladies how to give hand jobs?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
really?
Was she the lady we had?
Voice, and you kind of gave her a hard time about it.
Did we have her on the phone?
Yes.
Oh. Is she the sex expert who had the annoying voice?
Yeah, and she wouldn't talk about her personal life.
It turned ugly.
She's good with her hands, though, if you've seen that HBO show. God damn, that's a turn on.
Do you think there are other people that train like that, train people?
I'd like to sign my wife up for that class. I swear to God, I would. Because I'm watching that thing. Okay, thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Thanks for the info. Listen, 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. I'm watching this, though, and I'm getting wood watching this, and I'm thinking again,
God.
You know, am I gay? Because what I'm watching is women.
No, not at all.
Women
no.
sitting at a table with a bunch of dildos, and they're like all of them with the hands.
Yeah,
the
you're responding to the women and what they're doing.
With a different hand motion.
No, that's normal.
I mean, if it wasn't like breakfast time and my family wasn't there, I would have been inclined to drop trowel and join in.
No, don't worry about that at all. There's no, you're not on the fast track to Pickle Park.
Damn, what a great show that is, though. Just goes to these ladies' houses, like, and I mean, she... Listen,
were there any hot women doing it, or were they all like...
No, they're all house frows. But, you know, listen, you know, a hand is a hand.
Yeah, that's true.
And, I mean, I consider myself to be an expert at hand relief. And I learned a couple of new things.
Oh, really? Wow. Did you try them yourself?
I haven't had the chance yet. I just saw the show this morning.
Well, I hope they repeat it.
It was like on HBO West Coast, so it was on at like 8:30 East Coast time.
Good show to watch at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay, call 1-800-877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With some of the questions that we'd like to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hey, they want to ask you about your promotion for the Dixie Riddler Cups.
And perhaps the relationship with Cesar Romero.
And Desi Arnaz. And then see if he'll come on the air with us.
Very good.
And what was the other thing that pissed him off? Was it about a special room in his house?
Where he eats cake. Isn't it a brass room where he eats cake, Rob?
It came later.
What was that? It's a room in his house that's entirely made of brass with brass fixtures.
The way I recall it, and this was some years ago, and also a facet that needs to be brought up is remember when we were at the absolute head of uncomfortableness with him,
right.
Rudy Martsky called in from a cruise ship, so we put him on hold for like 10 minutes.
Oh, he got pissed because we put him on hold.
Right, so that didn't help. But the way I recall it is after this whole thing blew up, we got a call from Frank Gorshin's son's ex-girlfriend who said one time she was staying at their house and she came downstairs and there was a room made entirely of brass and Frank Gorshin was in it in a bathrobe eating cake.
It'll be interesting.
Be prepared for another episode of the Rob Spiewak Right Thinking American Show. Hello, Don and Mike.
You guys suck.
Oh, come on.
Thank you. Hey, we're giving away a prize right now.
Hey, not.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Not to you.
Hey, if we suck, why are you listening and calling?
Listening. You guys screwed us. We're in Sacramento.
Oh, listen. Come on. How did we screw you?
Because you're not live anymore.
That's not our fault. Talk to your radio station.
It won't do anything.
And now that sounds like a different person talking.
And there's two people here.
Oh, there's two
All
people.
Right. Two gutsy Sacramentans.
Well, listen, please call KHTK. We'd love nothing more for them to run the show. Tell KHTK they can do what the station in Las Vegas is doing. They're moving the time slot.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing that, though.
Yeah, but you've got to call them if they're going to do it.
If they won't screw Jim Rome.
Yeah, right, because Jim Rome is such a scary major player. Right, because Jim Rome has got such a gigantic audience, and his show is so new and so fresh every day.
Jim Rome sucks.
Yeah, right. You're goddamn exactly right. Jim Rome sucks.
Radio gods.
All right, get out of here. Listen, we gotta get a winner. Hello, Don. Don and Mike show.
Sacramento.
I think we turned them around.
Hello.
I think that guy's all full of hooey.
Yeah, listen.
I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Gary.
Gary, where are you from?
Here in Falls Church.
Gary, you've won the Band of Brothers prize pack. Don't miss Band O' Brothers. New episode Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO.
Great show.
I'm delighted.
Wish I had more to give you. However, I do want to tell you that I had a client meeting yesterday with the good people at Simply Wireless,
mm-hmm.
the people who gave us the $3,000 to give away.
Right. Did you tell them they were simply marvelous?
And as a matter of fact, for the month of October, they've doubled up and they've given us $6,000 to give away.
So you did tell them they were simply marvelous.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And I do want to tell everyone to go to Montgomery Mall's Simply Wireless. Mention the Don and Mike show and get $50 off any phone. But you must mention the Don and Mike show and activations required. Montgomery Mall's Simply Wireless location.
Excellent.
Only. And that's today only.
That's great.
Because here's the deal. They got lots of hits on their website, and thank you, everybody, for going to simplywireless.com. The deal is, that, frankly, you know, the company, we're about to go out of business.
Our company, yes.
Our company is about to go out of business. We're about to hang out the sign. Our prices are insane.
We're about to have the big sale.
Yes, we are. They're about to burn down the towers, and we're about to all be out of work. So they won't give us any money to give away. So we have this great client, this great sponsor, who wants to know, they buy commercials on the show, and we always urge you to please go and just throw all of your money at the people who sponsor the show, because they make it happen. So the guys at Simply Wireless, they're giving us money to give away. They gave us $3,000 to give away. Now we're going to get $6,000 to give away that we're going to give away throughout the month of October. And if all goes well, they're going to buy a Mercedes for us to give away on the show.
Wonderful.
Wow. Wow.
So it's important for our listeners,
yes,
to show this company that they care.
Right. Please, the company is Simply Wireless. And today only go to Montgomery Mall, Simply Wireless. Mention Don and Mike, $50 off any phone. Okay? Thank you very much.
Well, I'm going to go out and buy a phone from them.
And thank you to Simply Wireless. And we will be giving away the money very soon. Next week, we're giving away a trip to Iceland every day.
Ooh,
and then after that, we're going to start giving away just cash. I mean, we just could, like, it's going out of style.
Not our cash. It's Simply Wireless.
Right. So we thank them very much for that. Okay, now, Rob, are you ready to call Gorshin to do the pre-interview?
All right, now what if he goes along with everything, which he won't?
Well, then we'll put him on the air.
All right, very good.
Or maybe just ask him if he remembers.
Well, yeah, why don't we just be honest about it? Ask him if he remembers talking about. He ought to get right to it. If he remembers us asking him about Cesar Romero having sex with Desi Arnaz.
Yes.
Now, you're going to ask that, or am I going to ask?
No.
They want to know if he remember that.
If you remember it. Or you know what? Let's just do it ourselves.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. But call him. You get him on the phone. You just get him on the phone. I don't want to go through that whole thing.
I don't think we'll damage our relationship with Dick Van Patten.
No way.
He'll probably, for the rest of the tour, he'll probably cuss us out.
No.
It'll make
those sons of bitches.
Make things more interesting for Joe Ardinger going to the show tomorrow night.
Oh, can't believe Don and Mike. Hey, Gorshin.
Who doesn't like Don and
sons
Mike?
Of bitches asked me about homosexuality.
Hi, Micah. Hi, it's Rob Spiewak with the Don and Mike Show. How are you? Good. We're calling for Frank Gorshin if he's available.
Gorshin. He's in the can.
He's in the brass room eating cake.
Hi, it's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. How you been? Good. Oh, it's been some years, I think.
Oh, does he remember?
I think maybe you were on talking about the Dixie Riddle Cups last time.
Here we go. This could be me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and the next voices you hear will be Don and Mike. You'll be on the air.
Here we go.
This could be very bad.
Thanks for taking
We'll
string him on for a second.
Maybe we can. Maybe it'll be different.
Your
maybe
ball.
It was a bad day. You always got to go with that.
You know what? He seems to remember, but he didn't seem bitter.
All right, here we go.
All right, hello. Here he is, everybody. Let's welcome now from the Van Patten tour bus, Frank Gorshin.
Frank Gorshin, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm traveling. I'm on the bus.
You're on the bus with Dick Van Patten touring.
On the bus, yeah. And Dick's sitting across from me making sure I say the right things.
Touring in the Sunshine Boys.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's tomorrow night.
You going to come and see us?
Oh, yeah. We sure are. We're going to be sending out our representatives with the tape recorders. We want to talk to you guys after the show tomorrow.
Oh, terrific.
Great. Frank, I don't know if you remember, you were on the show once. Well, you were on once live like 10 years ago.
Right.
And then we had you on the telephone a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think it was in connection with the commercial, I was doing a campaign for Dixie Riddle Cup.
Dixie Riddle Cup.
Right.
As the Riddler. Hey, do you still do the Riddler laugh?
No, I can't.
Oh. That's funny.
Now, you know, I'm a half a Riddler now.
Okay.
Something that we heard about you after you were on the show, we didn't have a chance to ask you, was we heard a story that in your home you have what we refer to as a brass room.
A room that's the walls are brass?
Oh, Jesus, yeah, but that home's long gone.
Oh, okay, all right.
Who told you about the brass room?
Who told us?
I don't know, and that you only eat cake in that room?
I do what?
That you would only, like, you would get a slice of cake, and you would only eat cake in your brass room.
Let them eat in the brass room?
Yeah, you would eat cake.
Let them eat cake in the brass room.
No, just you. You would eat cake in your brass room.
No, well, I don't know where that came from.
But you did have a brass room of some kind?
Did have a brass room, but it was a pain in the ass to keep clean, you know?
Sure.
It's all brass, you know?
Okay. Oh, cake. Okay.
That's terrific. I'm good with brass.
But it's great having you on the show again. It really is. The last time we had you on, we were asking you questions about, you know, we have so many questions about Batman. We're such big fans of that show.
Oh, we just had Adam West on yesterday.
And was he back there?
Yeah, he asked to pass his best on to you.
Oh, that's cool. What's he doing back there?
Oh, he's doing one of those autograph shows.
Oh, neat. So we're going to be together in Dallas doing an autograph show.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are actually going to be close this weekend. He's going to be, I believe, in, is it Gaithersburg?
Yeah, at the fairgrounds.
And you're going to be up in Frederick, so you guys are going to be almost crossing paths.
I didn't know he was going to be back there.
Yeah, you know what? We had started to ask you something the last time you were on the show, and it was about, you know, we loved all the villains on Batman. You were our favorite, you and the Joker and the Penguin.
I think we got cut off. We were starting to ask you about Cesar Romero and some rumors about him being gay.
That's what you, I remember you talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, now the story in the tabloid,
Aren't there rumors about everybody being gay?
I suppose,
yeah,
yes.
There are, yeah. And I think you got pissed, and we just wanted to use this opportunity to clear the air that there was a story in the tabloid that Cesar Romero was in a love affair with Desi Arnaz.
Yeah, and we were just passing it along from the tabloid, you know, just to kind of asking, you know, if you ever were aware of anything like that, and we hope we didn't upset you too much.
No, that's a good, no, why would that upset me?
Well, no, you got mad, you hung, I mean, maybe you don't remember the interview, you got real mad.
Oh,
I got
mad, yeah?
Yeah, you got real pissed at us.
You said, like, what the hell kind of question is that, and we were just, doing our thing
maybe,
here.
But so. Maybe, you know, I think you were also mad about the Riddler Cup thing.
No, yeah, I was mad about the Riddler?
Yeah, well, who knows, I mean, I hope that, I hope that...
I was green with envy.
I hope that enough time has passed that we can be friends.
Okay, are we friends?
Sure, yeah. We're doggone right. Good.
Yeah, doggone right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, we're friends with Frank. It's great to be friends.
Anyway, I'm having a lot of fun doing this show. Incidentally, you know, Desi Arnaz is gay.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, now. There you go.
I'm kidding. Of course
you are. Of course.
Frank, you've just worked yourself into the inner circle.
Yes.
Of the Don and Mike Show. Now tell me something. How much partying goes on this Van Patten bus that you're on?
How much what?
How much partying?
You know what? I'm not on their bus. I'm on their bus now because my bus broke down.
Oh, so
I got my own bus.
Oh, so you both have, now do you guys both have drivers for your bus or do you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Everybody, the whole company is on the bus that Dick and Jimmy are on.
Gotcha. So,
because they don't smoke. I'm the smoker. I'm the token smoker.
Are you still smoking, Frank?
Yeah, more than ever. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm up to 14 packs a day now.
Congratulations.
I just want to say, this is a different Frank Gorsha we're getting this time than the last time.
I'm very
pleased.
I'm very, very pleased with it. Now, Frank, do you still do any impressions?
Oh, yeah, I still do those. Yeah, I work Vegas, I work Atlantic City. In fact, I'm going to be in Laughlin next month.
Is there any particular one that's your favorite now that you do when you're doing your stand-up act?
Not really, no. I'm always asked that, too, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have it. No, I really don't. I just, whatever an audience seems to enjoy, that's what I go with.
And what are audiences?
More important, though, I'm having a lot of fun with this show. You
with
know,
the
I didn't
Sunshine
know what...
Boys.
Sunshine
right.
Boys, absolutely.
Have you ever seen Sunshine Boys?
I saw the movie.
Oh, the movie was great,
yeah.
And I never knew the play would be so much fun. Dick is a terrific guy to work with.
He's a nice man.
Great, great rapport on stage, and it's we're getting standing ovations every night.
Well, I bet you get one on Friday night in Fredeck, Maryland. Do you guys have separate dressing rooms? I mean, do you guys get the star treatment?
No, we have the same dressing room. Both he and I are gay.
Boy, how times change.
Wow. You know, look at Frank, I want to tell you, we were positive that this was going to turn into a giant argument, but now, can I tell you, we love you, Frank Gorsha?
Absolutely, Frank.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thanks.
We love you.
We will send you a carton of cigarettes.
What do I smoke?
Well, what's your brand?
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Oh, I thought maybe you knew the way you said you're going to send the carton. Well, take a guess.
All right, let me see. You've been smoking for how many years?
Oh, 45 years.
So I would say you have you moved into the ranks of menthol?
No, I've gotten away from the menthol.
Right. I got to guess. I'm going to guess Camel No Filter.
It's like 20 questions.
I'm going to say Marlboro Light.
That's too strong. Now I'm light.
All right. Rob, would you like to hazard a guess?
You want to guess? What is
Are you trying to take advantage of me?
No.
We do want to get you some of your favorite smokes.
No, that's
smokes.
My cigarette. Vantage.
Vantage.
Oh, Vantage.
All right, Vantage.
Uh-huh. I threw you a little...
like a riddle. Are they Vantage lights?
No, Vantage regular.
All right, now, listen, regular. Dick, I'm serious. I'm sorry, not Dick. Frank, I'm serious about this. Tomorrow night... When we come to the show, we're going to have flowers for Dick Van Patten. How many cartons of Vantage Lights cigarettes?
Not Vantage Lights, regular Vantage.
Vantage, how many cartons would you like? 10?
How many?
Yeah, how many?
Just one.
Because I'm serious. We'll buy you 10, 20 cartons if you want.
We got Joe, our guy Joe, that's coming up
sure,
to the show.
Sure, I'll take that. And then when I'm through with those, I'll eat the flowers.
Okay, all right.
Well, very good.
We will we'll have to go out today and buy 20 cartons of yep. Vantage cigarettes.
Deliver them so he will never need to buy another pack of cigarettes.
Well, that'll get you through the weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. That's enough for the weekend, yeah.
Gotcha. That's $500 for yeah. All right, I'll do it. I would pay $500 for cigarettes for Frank Gorsha.
Very good.
Put it on my card.
All right, excellent.
Everybody's been trying to get me to quit smoking. I'll tell you what, though, you know, I got to admit, though, I'm getting a little short of breath.
Oh, really?
Huh. Especially when I go uphill. Yeah. Car.
Well, you know, we
get a car, Mike.
Get a car. Get a car.
I got smoke alarms all over my house, though, so I don't have to worry. You know, they go off and I light up.
Well, Frank Gorsha, let me just say, you're a great American. You're a great actor, a great guy. And tomorrow night, please enjoy our gift of Vantage cigarettes.
I'm American.
You're a great American. And, Frank, let me ask you something. This is something that we ask all of the celebrities on the show now. Are you?
Yeah, I know. You want to know? Are you? Romero was gay.
No, not about gay.
No, we moved by that.
Are you pleased with America's response to the terrorism? Do you think we're moving too slowly, too quickly, or are we doing things exactly as they should be done?
Well, I'm not knowledgeable enough to presume that I could tell everybody they're doing it right. You know, but I like what's happening.
You like what's happening.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going up a blind alley or what, but I love it. It seems to have brought everybody more together. I'm not suggesting that should have happened, you know, but it was a terrible thing that happened.
I think there's
a tremendous unity now. And I'll tell you one thing. We started doing this show right at that time, and we had people coming to see the show that would see us afterwards and thank us for helping them laugh, you know. Because it seems that everybody's really looking to laugh now.
Beautiful.
You know, the levity of trying to find some way to be entertained. And it's nice to know that Dick and I could be responsible for doing that.
Well,
it's
amen,
a funny
brother.
Play. It's a funny play, you know, and people do enjoy it.
Well, Frank, thank you so much. Hold on a second, please. We're going to plug again. Sunshine Boys, tomorrow night, Fredeck, Maryland.
Curtain, 8 o'clock.
The great Frank Gorsha,
yeah.
Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Frank.
Hold on.
Make it 25, Carton.
All right.
All right, very good.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on, hold on, Frank. Thank you. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Wow.
All right, now.
He's a plugmeister.
Pick up and see ya. See how it went. Tell him really. He hung up.
Want me to call him back?
No, he went, it's different. It's a different day.
He's happy.
You know what I, really
what I thought it might be? It's a different day.
It's really $500 if I buy him 10 cartons of goddamn cigarettes?
I think two cartons would be
fine.
Yeah,
a carton of cigarettes is like $25 now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How many packs are in a carton?
10, right?
12.
10.
A dozen?
10. 10, I think.
10?
I'm not sure.
Why don't we buy them?
I've never counted my cartons.
All right, well then, hold on. If it's $500, how many cartons was $500?
Like 20 cartons.
Well, so if we buy them 10, If we buy him 10
250 bucks.
If we buy him 10 cartons,
right?
How many packs of cigarettes is that?
The 10 cartons would be 100 packs.
I want to buy him 100 packs of cigarettes.
10 cartons.
I'm not even sure you should be buying him green bananas.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, come here. Go out to the store and buy me, please, for Frank Gorshin.
10 cartons of Vantage?
Yeah.
Vantage regular.
Vantage regular.
Yeah, hold on.
And also we'll need some flowers.
Yeah, well, listen, Mike, will you handle the flowers if I will handle the cigs?
If you guys want to do this tomorrow, it'll probably be better to keep the flowers fresh and the cigarettes. We'll send them all out. Joe and I would go out after the show tomorrow.
Why don't we get them $100 worth of cigarettes? Get whatever $100
can buy. I'll pay for the cigarettes. I'd like to buy them 100 packs of cigarettes.
All right.
If you pick up the flowers.
$100 worth of flowers?
Here's $100 worth of flowers. Brilliant.
And listen, just go. Cigarettes don't go bad. Just go buy the cigarettes today.
Well, now, is Van Patten going to feel bad that he doesn't get a gift?
He's getting the flowers.
Van Patten gets the flowers.
Okay, good.
And Joe gave him $100 for the flowers.
Excellent. Joe is going to present a...
And I'd like to buy a bag of M&M's for Jimmy Van Patten.
Okay. All right, that's a good idea. And a bag of M&M's for Jimmy.
So then tomorrow night, Joe will go with the tape recorder. And We can actually hear... Full-size mic.
A pounder.
We can actually hear him present to Dick Van Patten the flowers.
That'll be fantastic.
And to Frank Gorshin, 100 packs of Vantage cigarettes.
And I was delighted to hear when you asked him a serious question about the recent tragedy, how he worked it right back into a plug for the show.
Of course he did.
That's, let me tell you something. Sunshine boys. Hey, Frank, what's your favorite impression? I don't give a damn.
I don't know.
They all like it. Depends what audience is like.
Yeah. Hi, this is Frank Gorshin. I got to tell you, whenever I come to this town, the first thing I do is not listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
No, avoid it.
No, I'm just kidding. Everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like John Geronimo and Michael Mira.
I'm on the smoking bus.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
How
Dick
funny.
Van Patten's a big pussy.
Funny is that? Mr. Gorshin, please, from the Dynamite Show, enjoy these 100 packs of Vantage cigarettes.
Oh, jeez. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
You're the greatest, guys.
Yeah, we're getting standing ovations.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Why you didn't make him take the sex quiz, man?
Oh, now listen, that's for tomorrow night with Joe and the tape recorder.
Right.
Let's save some. I have the sex quiz right here.
Right.
Let Joe give him the sex quiz after he gives him the 100 packs of cigarettes.
Absolutely. In his dressing room, hopefully.
Okay. I'm going to screw it up, man.
No. Joe will do a good job.
Yeah.
Let me hear you hit that Jay-Z joint, man.
The Jay-Z? Where's my Jay-Z joint, Robbie?
H to the is E is O, V to the is A.
Hey, Mike, you need to work in an imitation of that, man.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm working on it as soon as I get enough Blaine.
No, Mike, it's bling.
Bling.
It's bling. It's not Blaine.
It's bling bling, man.
Although this is not my new... Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah,
there's the instrumental,
dog. Is there an instrumental on this CD?
Ho!
Is there like a remix version on this CD?
H to the is A. What you hear?
V to the is O.
I appreciate that.
Although this is not my... I'm burned out on this one now. Now my new...
Oh, for she. Z.
My new one is Leonard Kravitz.
Oh, yeah.
The new Leonard Kravitz song. God damn, sounds just like BTO.
My life.
No, it.
Where have you been?
Not one of those pussy Lenny Kravitz songs. Oh. It kicks ass.
Is it like, an up-tempo number?
You rock. Yes, it's rock, Mike.
Fantastic.
It sounds like, you know, like BTO, like that, hey, you.
Hey, you. We'll play that one. Do we have that one?
I got it at home.
Hey, Joe. When you go to get the cigarettes, buy me the new Lenny Kravitz record. Cigarettes and CDs. That's the new album from Don and Mike. Yeah. Oh, geez, Don, thanks for the Lenny Kravitz CD. I appreciate that.
That's a lot like BTO, man.
It's Frank Gorshin with Bach Paterna Overdrive.
Hey, everybody, good afternoon. Riddler Radio, 12 after the hour. I got 100 packs of cigarettes right now for the 100th caller. Call me at 1-800. I got cancer.
BTO kicks ass, don't they?
Ah, Jesus, down to 14 packs a day, Doc.
I know we got a break, Robbie. Let me hear the part where it goes boom, 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 boom. Right here.
This is I now.
Are you
to a Frank Ocean.
Yeah, she's 14 packs now. No sense of humor now.
Cancer!
Hey, here we go.
Cancer!
Sunshine Boys now.
You got cancer!
Shepherd Bus now.
You got black lung!
40 pounds now.
How's your press room? You see, you eat your cake in there.
Yeah, baby.
You got the Dixie Riddler come.
Hey, what do you mean by that?
We're a big prick when you were on the show.
I don't like your question.
But now you said Desi is gay.
Yeah. You guys are a couple of pimps. That's what you are.
Soak them up now.
I can't feel my fingertips.
You smell like an ashtray.
Hey, look at that. I can see through my skin.
100 packs. You got cancer.
Hey, my legs are blue.
You got cancer.
I got the gout. My toes fell off.
Cancer. Come on, everybody, let's hear for cancer.
Hey, the Riddler suit's really loose on me now. Jesus Christ, what's happening to me? I need another 14 cottons of cigarettes.
Come on, everybody, put your hands in the air and say, respirator. Respirator. Woo.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm out of breath.
Frank Gorshin.
It's time to go to sleep now. The big one.
100 packs.
That's time for the Frank Gorshin big sleep.
Vantage cigarettes.
Oh, my God, I can't see.
Cancer.
Hit me another one.
Cancer.
I don't need a lighter. I'll use matches.
Cancer.
Oh, another hole in my shirt.
Smoke them.
Oh, jeez. Oh, who needs a filter?
Takes away the taste.
Nicotine.
Gorshin's got cancer!
Hey, my lips are yellow. Look at this. They're really yellow. I can't breathe. I gotta walk uphill.
Oh, I gotta do the BTO thing when I didn't know.
Cancer!
Hey, do you have anything in a 14-inch waist?
Cancer!
Hey, give me another cigarette. It's time for my yoga class. Oh, boy. Where's the buffet?
Cancer!
I'm talking through my hole in my neck.
Yeah, that's what's next.
Hey, Dynamite, this is Frank Gorshin. Thanks for the 100 packs of cigarettes.
Nobody doesn't like Dynamite.
Listen, we have to do a break. I have to seriously go outside and have a cigar. I ask you not. But the Lenny Kravitz song sounds just like that BTO thing.
That's
my new favorite.
You play whatever you want.
Hey, no, he still going to the barbershop, man.
Oh, you know, Mr. Forty never called me.
He didn't follow up.
Today was supposed to be the day that we were going to go down to the hood to the barbershop. Right. He never called me.
Oh, come on now, Mr. Forty.
So who's faking now? Is it you faking or Forty faking?
No. Listen, I'm here, man. I'm here. I'm queer. I'm ready to go to the barbershop with Forty.
How about bringing Gorshin with you?
Hey, tell Rob, that's one for the day.
All right, see you later. We got to run.
All right.
We're up on a break. All right, thank you, everybody.
I'm up on a break. I just broke my hand.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. No, there's no justice like angry mob justice. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You are the weak link. Fight!
World champion chicken brickers.
Here we are.
Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I want to talk about Mike Piazza's from my hometown.
Want to talk about who?
Mike Piazza. He's from my hometown, and he says he's from Norristown, which is next town over. And he never contributes back to the town. I was wondering if anyone thinks that's right or wrong.
Well, why does he have to contribute back to the town?
Because he's like a guy who, because our baseball coach, it wasn't for him, he wouldn't have became anything.
Well, why does he not give your town credit? I mean, it doesn't sound like the other town he's mentioning is a particularly big town. I mean, is the town won over a little more noticeable geographically?
Well, he was born in that town, but he grew up in Phoenixville, PA.
So wait, hold on. What is your bitch with Mike Piazza?
And I was just wondering. I'm just wondering your opinion.
No. What is your bitch with Mike Piazza?
Nothing really, but he never contributes back to the town.
Well, wait a minute. He was born in the other town.
Yeah, but he
went. So he says, well, if you say where you're from, a lot of times you say, you know, you're from there.
But this guy's not even talking about where you're from. I think you want him to contribute. Like what? Like give money?
No, not really give money, but just mention, just give credit to him.
Props.
Yeah.
Who gives a frig?
So you think it's wrong?
Do I think what? I don't care if Mike Piazza says he's from Mars. Who cares? I mean, really?
I just wanted to know if people's opinion was everyone.
Well, what's the town that he should say he's from?
Well, he was born in Norristown, and he grew up in Phoenixville.
What's the town that you're from?
Phoenixville.
What is it? Can you pronounce it so maybe we can understand it?
Sorry. Phoenixville.
Phoenixville?
Yes.
So you would feel better if Mike Piazza, even though he was born in the other town, said that he was from Phoenixville?
Yeah.
Why would that make you feel better?
Just to make the town known. Just to, you know...
I don't think you need a lot more celebrities to come from Phoenixtown.
Neil Okowitz from played for Washington.
Now, have you ever gotten out of Phoenixtown?
Yes.
Why are you concerned about the civic pride of Phoenixtown? Where is this, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Why are you so concerned about the pride in Penistown?
I'm just curious about the situation.
Hey, Doc Johnson is from Penistown.
Phoenixville.
What? Phoenixville.
Yeah.
Penisville.
It turns into town, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Penistown.
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 You know, I don't think you should worry so much about where Mike Piazza says he's from.
I mean, Frank Gorshin, I'm from Penistown, Pennsylvania.
It's a thing that everyone talks about in the town.
Oh, yeah, constantly they do, I bet. How many people are in Penistown?
About 40,000.
Well, you know, tell them that after this weekend, when the Mets are out of the race, it won't matter. Because you won't see Mike Piazza on TV. Right. And I guess, is that what pisses the people off, where they put the little...
That must be.
They put the little graphic up there where it says hometown?
Yeah, basically. And another thing, my sister's best friend went to high school with them. And when they were in high school, they played baseball together. They were best friends.
Yes.
And when this guy got married, Mike Piazza was invited to the wedding. And he didn't come.
Were they contemporary friends?
Did they
maintain their relationship?
I mean, this guy got a whole thing going against Mike Piazza now. You're not only mad about
I'm not mad. I'm just stating some situation.
Yeah, when you get married, you invite people that are in your social circle, people that you are currently friends with. I mean,
he was.
And if you... What, really? He was socializing with them on a regular basis?
Yeah, he knew him, and, you know, but he instead of, like, sending a gift, he sent his baseball cards.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
I love these stories.
Hold on a second. So...
Yes.
Mike Piazza went on to be a famous baseball player.
Uh-huh.
Is this your sister you're talking about here?
Well, my sister's a good friend of hers.
Are your sister's a friend of a friend of a friend.
All right,
No. Best friend, I should say.
Your sister's best friend
married,
knew Mike Piazza in high school.
No, married Mike Piazza's best friend.
She married Mike Piazza's best
friend. I'm not even sure of gender right now.
Now, was it Mike Piazza's best friend before he became a famous baseball player?
Yes.
Well, isn't there an unwritten rule that famous people don't have to be friends with people that they were friends with before they were famous?
But you don't forget your friends.
No. Listen, I'm telling you, when you're a celebrity, the way I understand it, the way it's been laid out to me with all the celebrities we've had on the show, is that, yes, there's an unwritten rule that when you become a celebrity, you dump all of the friends that you had before you were a celebrity, and you trade them in on new and better friends.
Well, that happens in any walk of life, even non-celebrity.
But
if you move to a new town and you lose touch with your friends from high school, as many people do...
But it's part of the great thing about being a celebrity.
Did you guys dump your friends?
Well, we're not celebrities.
I wouldn't call it dumping, but I don't keep in touch with the people from high school anymore. I don't see them. I'm too far away.
Well, you're just like one or two people. Like, you mean your best friends, I should say.
No. Don, I've blazed a trail of forgotten friends throughout my life. And
I just don't have friends. I just don't have any friends.
I'm very friendly with the people that I socialize with currently.
Mm-hmm. But I think that celebrities have this unwritten rule that, like, if you knew George Clooney or Tom Cruise or something in high school, once they became a big star, you're ass to them.
Right.
You're like you're feces to them. And all the people who are left behind simply have to understand that, because if you were the guy who was on the other side of the coin, you'd do the same thing. Why would you hang out with some guy from Petersville when you could be going to a party where Mike Piazza gets laid all the time and has hot girls? And I mean, doesn't Mike Piazza, one of these guys, have all these celebrity friends that come out to the ballpark?
I think he's big on the celebrities. I mean, a lot of those New York athletes hang out with the inner circle.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Listen, just get used to it. You're like us. You're one of the little people. You're one of the people that gets eaten up and spit out.
If you got a whole tons of money, would you contribute back to your town? Or?
No, I would keep every dime for myself.
Yeah.
Would you give some to your friends?
No.
No?
Why should I give money to my friends? Let them earn their own money. I'm serious.
Are you giving? Are you successful, sir?
Somewhat.
Good. And do you give back to your town?
I go back to my. I don't have that much money to give.
And do you give money to your friends?
If they need it.
This is the bitch I would think. Mm-hmm. If I ever get famous, well, first, I'm not going to have that problem because I'm not going to get famous. And second, I don't have any friends. Mm-hmm. But if I ever did get famous and if I ever had friends, this would piss me off, guys like this,
right,
who would think that because mm-hmm. I was friends with them at one time, that I should give them some money.
Well, if you've maintained the friendship, it's far different. But most people that move to another town, in many circumstances, lose touch with those friends. So then just because a person gets famous, that does not automatically mean that they're supposed to remember all the friends that they, where were these friends when Mike Piazza was in the minor leagues?
Exactly.
I'd be very curious to know.
Well, the guy who, he kept in contact.
What happened to him?
He
gone.
Kept in contact.
Where are they?
Don't know. No, listen, live your own life. Don't worry about Mike Piazza. Okay?
Oh, I'm not worried about him.
Well, no, you're very worried. You're following a radio show.
No, I'm not worried. I'm just curious about the people, what other people think.
But, I mean, don't you, what about all our points that we've made about the fact that, he's probably lost touch with these friends over the years?
Well, I was just wondering about because it's like one of the things people talk about in our town.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need some more topics in your town.
That sounds like a bitter town.
If you're spending all your time, if you're having town meetings, getting together, being pissed off because Mike Piazza...
You have to cultivate the next generation.
...is not giving money to your friends.
You have to cultivate the next generation of famous people that are going to forget your town.
That doesn't matter to me.
Well, no, it sure as hell does matter to you. You're calling us.
Oh, it was something to talk about, something to call up about.
Right. There is no bitterness in my hometown, and quite frankly, it's become known in recent years as the celebrity factory.
What, there's you and there's Candace Bushnell.
Amy Brenneman judging Amy, Don. Thank you very much.
Town of Stars, Glastonbury, Connecticut.
I have it on good authority that the town council is actually considering a sign that says Home of the Stars.
Stars. And you won't give one dime back, will you?
Well, I'm not included. included on the sign.
If you were, you would.
Amy Brenneman. Candace Bushnell, that's it.
Has anyone, have you heard of anyone, like sports celebrities who gave back to their community?
Who gave back?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure there are some, and I'm sure that Mike Piazza does lots of charitable stuff.
Just Don? All right, I didn't want to say this because I'm going to embarrass myself right now, but my mom still lives in my hometown.
Yeah?
And I pay for her cell phone charges. There you go.
How about that? There's Mike O'Mara giving back.
Thanks so much. That's going right back into the economy of my
home. Right. Yeah. Listen, just live your own life, man. Don't worry about
my
Piazza.
I'm out of my town. I live in Maryland.
Good. Then what the hell are you calling us about?
What is the dilly?
God damn, you're an idiot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
I'd just like to say that Mike is one of America's behind-the-scenes heroes for picking up that cell phone bill.
Thank you so much, sir.
And I'd also like to say some of us out here would be downright offended if our friends made it big and dumped money on us.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a friendship would that have been?
Exactly.
Greatest friendship of all time.
That would be a sweet friendship, but there's not a chance that's happening. Tom Cruise ain't picking up the phone and going, hey, Harry, remember we went to high school together? How'd you like a million bucks?
Tom can't reach the phone from under my desk.
Right. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what was that? Was that guy calling
from... gay Tom Cruise joke.
Guy calling from Pickle Park. Hello, Eric.
Guys.
Hey. Kathy Lee Gifford is from my hometown, and I am very happy that
Bowie.
She is not, yes. And she's from a sleepy little town near Annapolis, so
yes.
She says.
We know, she's a Bowiean from Bowie, Maryland.
That's right, and she went to Bowie High School. I don't know, I think she graduated in 69 or 70. And I am very glad that she does not mention that she's from Bowie, because that would really piss all of us off.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if Kathy Lee graduated in 69?
You know she's done that.
69?
Sure she has.
Of course she has.
Yeah, yeah, she's done it. She's done it with Frank.
Yeah.
She's probably done it with Kevin Costner, too. 69.
Done it with Regis.
Right.
Done it with Gelman.
She's on top. It can go either way.
How can you do it with Regis?
That's the way, that's the way 69 goes. The man can be on top or bottom.
Yuck. I don't know which would be grosser. Having to have 69 with Frank or having to have 69 with Kathy Lee? Really?
I mean, I'm the Regis. Regis having 69.
Hey, Joy, for God's sakes, I can't breathe.
Be more like, Joy.
Joy,
for God's sakes, I'm not Hercules.
She goes, Regis, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
It's pointed the wrong way.
Joy, don't just look at it. Eat it.
Stare at it.
I think Kathy would have to be on the bottom because gravity would take effect.
Oh, did anybody see the pictures of her in the tabloid?
No.
Is
she in the tabloids again?
No.
Looking skanky?
Oh. There's great pictures of her and Frank on the beach together.
Is it beyond the wall?
And, yes, my God, there was a time.
She's finally settled into not being
Rob,
in the spotlight.
Do you know which tabloid it is with the pictures of Kathy Lee on the beach with Frank? Oh, God, it was a couple of weeks ago, right when all the terrorists.
69 with Howie Mandel.
All the terrorist crap started. Oh, but she's falling apart. It's a picture of her with a big cottage cheese ass.
Do you like Kathy Lee Gifford?
On the beach. All right, listen, we'll find this. Thank you, my friend. Harry, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
Mike Piazza puts that town on the map. Or he should, and the guy should be happy, even if it's the town next to him. And doesn't this guy have anything else better to do?
No, obviously not.
Are you talking about Penisville?
Yeah, Penisville. And why is it that, you know, why do people expect, and they do it with Bill Gates, because he has a lot of money. They worked for their money. They don't owe anybody anything. Yeah. Maybe the IRS. They don't owe anybody anything. Why do they have to give back? They do it because they would want to. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's good PR for them. But everyone thinks, oh, you know, he should spend his money or she should give the money back. Why do they have to?
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you guys say that. I'm just saying.
No. I'm saying I feel the same way. Every dime I have, I want to keep it.
Now, you're both wrong. It's the duty. It is the duty of the celebrity from that town to give all the money back to that town.
Sure, Mike. Sure.
What I've done is what I've made my life doing. I gave it to Wichita.
You bought your mama a cell phone.
That was her. You know, that's a sacrifice.
You bought your mother a cell phone. And then, Buzz, what have you done for Wichita?
Well, I tried to pay for library services, but they insisted I take them free. So,
Hello. You
know, I tried to help.
Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
You know, I was just thinking about the whole Frank Kathy Lee 69 thing. And you know, if Frank was on top, Kathy Lee would have a sack for a hat. Yeah, oh, some crazy curly hair sticking out of the top.
Don't just stare at it, Kathy Lee. Eat it.
Ugh. You know what I've done with my hometown?
Kathy Lee, get on all fours.
Except
so Frank
you have
can
to say,
see your ass.
You have to say, don't it'd be a gift though.
Don't just look at it,
Kathy.
Don't just stare at it. Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Come on.
Do you like Phil Collins, Kathy?
Hey, Kathy. And you know that Frank wants to put that raincoat on.
Kathy, Kathy, get on all fours so Regis can see your ass.
Regis, don't just look at it. Eat it. Eat it. Yeah, Giff walking around with that see-through raincoat on.
Yeah, then Kathy Lee and Regis running out, grabbing Frank's money, running out of the apartment.
You know, I know I brought it up, but I feel oogie now.
Good.
Oh, don't feel loogie. Come on, this is a great topic. Oh, I know, we got a break.
Out of it.
Don and Mike, hello.
Oops, I meant to hang up on that guy.
Okay, you know, we got a break.
We do.
We got a break because we went so long with Gorshin, buddy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reed.
Providing at least one chub a day. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Call us at 877-365-3636. Or being we're in D.C.'s at H.R.I. 202-432-1067. You can call us now live from New York, D.C., Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City, Iowa City, Burlington, Iowa. Next week, Vegas joins the live broadcast.
Vegas!
Yay. And starting Monday, we make our glorious return to Seattle, where we are just going to take a dump on that piece of crap AM station we had been on.
Amen, brother.
Monday, tell your friends in Seattle the show debuts live on KQBZ, The Buzz, 100.7 FM.
Outrageous.
That's a slogan.
Outrageous talk.
That's Monday we go on in Seattle. Also, Las Vegas will pick the show up live. WYSP in Philadelphia very soon.
Soon.
WCKG in Chicago very soon.
Soon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Hi.
Hey, Senator Frank Gorshin knows Russian cigarettes. Ain't that Russian cancer? Roger Kakoff?
Okay. God, thank you.
I can't stand a Roger Kakoff.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
I love your show, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Going from New York. Listen, you were talking about J.O. material.
Yes.
And this show on Playboy with Alyssa Class.
You know, I never watched the Playboy channel because it always seems to be a rave for it.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
This is.
You don't just get it, do you?
No, you can order it. You can order it on DirecTV. You can order a subscription to it.
Right.
I have a monthly. You know, if you're horny enough like me, you get a monthly.
Right.
It's much cheaper than ordering a night, you know, a la carte every night.
Right.
And so for like $12.99 a month, I got J.O. material for the whole month.
But
Playboy is not J.O. material.
Yeah, riddle me this.
Oh,
bad,
no, no.
Man.
You gotta see what they're doing now. They have two shows that are J.O. material.
Do they have hardcore stuff?
You know what? They're actually.
Really?
Really?
And people licking their breasts.
Okay. Yeah, but
you
gotta,
that's the Playboy softcore.
I don't want better. I mean, they were doing where they were women.
You got to watch what you say because they're going crazy on the dump button. You got to use like slang words.
Okay. They had some where they were manipulating the women.
Yeah.
And they were actually putting out candles on a birthday cake with the excretion.
Oh. Wait a minute. You mean from the top side or bottom side?
From what they had was there were. Women helping themselves, pleasuring themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was birthday cakes in front of them. And the first, I'm five gorgeous women.
You mean they were spraying?
They were spraying. Remember the contest of the old days at the carnival where you spray the water in a balloon?
Right, yeah. Into the clown's mouth?
The clown?
Yeah.
And the first one to squirt out the birthday candle won. And I'm telling you, five of these, in the old days, porno, the women were ugly.
Are these girls going number one, or is this the,
I think it's the
love juice?
Yes, they were arriving.
The love.
They were arriving.
Oh, my God. Is that a great idea for a TV show? So what are these girls doing, squatting over the cakes?
No, they're sitting on their, they're laying on their backs relaxed with their legs up a little bit, and they're.
Got it.
And so what they're doing is that thing we asked Daryl to ask.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if a woman can, you know.
Let me tell you something. This girl, Alyssa Class, is famous for this.
You know, I'm going to write this down.
I'm going to take my phone number down. I'll give you the whole story.
Just tell me the name of the show on Playboy TV.
It's called, I think it comes after Night Calls. It comes after Night Calls. I think it's called Adult.
It sure does.
Every other Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
At 12:35. Every other Wednesday night.
Thank you for the tip.
Her name is Alyssa Class. She's added, and she's so sexy. I'm telling you. I can't, you know, it's tough to watch.
And you see everything?
You see, last night there was one girl working on her on the bottom.
Yeah.
There was a guy licking her upper half.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was using her hands, and I'm sitting there watching TV saying, hope my wife's asleep, otherwise I'm in trouble here.
And I love the girls putting out the birthday candles.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Yeah.
That's a great show.
I'm telling you, these were not ugly girls.
Well, didn't Playboy buy some of those hot networks?
They did. They bought the Hot Spice Network, and because they saw it was making more money than the softcore that they were peddling.
Right.
Playboy runs on Friday or Saturday night. I'm not doing advertisement for them. An uncut version, director's cut, where you see everything.
Oh, beautiful. All right, thank you, my friend. You should know this
show. I love your show, guys. You guys are great.
Call more often.
I'll do my best.
See you later. Bye-bye. See that?
That's useful information right
yes,
there.
Sure is.
Girls putting
it's
out
fascinating.
Girls putting out birthday candles with their love.
Now that's a show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's a birthday.
Hello?
Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi, you're on the air, Frank.
I just want to say that the Redskins should move the stadium.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing. Why?
Because it's so horrible. They should move it to Pickle Park.
Oh, to Pickle Park. Okay,
yeah.
Right, okay. Because the Redskins are such big homos. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, listen, when... I don't want to go in the air, but
you're on the air. You called the line. You're on the air,
David. You are on the air.
but what's that tape we have?
Well, I'm not done.
A tape where David Brinkley says, "God damn it,"
and David doesn't realize
Peter Jennings.
God damn it. I wanted to ask
well,
Don,
I'm not on the air.
I wanted to ask Don. What he was doing at Sam and Harry's last night.
I'm here. I wasn't at Sam and Harry's last night.
You weren't?
No, I had dinner with my family last night at home.
I'll tell you what, there's a lookalike there, man.
Well, then you know what? That's one handsome man.
Yeah, and he was having a good time, too.
One handsome man.
Sort of about you guys.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, my wife made some, Christ, what did she make last night? She actually, you know, she doesn't make a lot of stuff good. She doesn't make a lot of stuff well.
Okay.
She's not a good cook. But what she made last night kicked ass.
I thought you were eating your dinner at Pickle Park last night.
She made...
I thought you took your pickup over to Pickle Park.
Honey, what'd you make for dinner last night? It was outstanding. What was it?
Oh, thanks. It was... I got one of those steamer baskets from a Vietnamese grocery store. Oh, and they had the real whole ducks hanging and the hogs' heads all smoking and hanging. Right. Anyway, and I just picked up some dumplings. I mean, they're real easy, and then you put them in the steamer basket.
Mm. Oh, it's fantastic. I must have had about 100 of them last night.
Steamed dumplings are great.
They had, like, shrimp and crab in them.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my wife and my son got pissed off because my wife brought the steamer out with these things,
right.
And I got my chopsticks, and I just start unloading these things on my plate. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm cleaning this thing out.
Where are yours?
And at one point, they look at me, they go, are you going to give anybody else any of these? There's like maybe 20 of them in there, and I put 10 of them on my plate.
Well,
dumplings.
I don't even eat them. I'm vegetarian. I mean, I was just eating the vegetable dumplings. It was you. I mean, Bart was just
kicked ass.
A baby bird there with his mouth open, hoping you'd toss him one.
Good dinner it was last night. An excellent dinner.
Well, thank you, Sugar Bear.
Excellent dinner. Okay, thanks.
I work to please you.
I know you do. I love you.
Okay, goodbye. See you. Love you too.
Goodbye. Hey, did Joe find that woman from outside?
What is going on? I was standing outside. Joe came sprinting through the lobby. Then he ran outside the building. And then I looked at him, and he ran down the street in a dead run.
Joe, did you find that broad? I'll tell you in just a second. Did you find her?
I found her, and I found the driver lady had run up to her, too. But neither one of them would come in.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm outside. I'm at, speaking of cancer, I'm at Cancer Corner.
Right.
Out front of the radio station. I was puffing on a cigar during the commercial break. And, you know, we're in an area where there's a four-lane highway in front of the radio station.
Exactly.
And there's a stoplight there. And there's this broad that's driving a car. And in the back, she has the big thing that says Avon. Okay, so she's an Avon lady.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this black chick that's walking across the crosswalk. But she's got the light with her. She got the light that says walk. And she's got headphones on. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm just kind of looking down at my shoes. And all of a sudden, I hear, I'm not kidding you, I hear, boom! I hear, like, a thud.
Wow.
And this black chick goes, what's your problem? You just ran into me! You just ran into me with your car!
Oh, no.
And I'm just sitting there watching this. The broad or the Avon car ran into the lady.
Hit her.
Yeah, ran into her.
Wow. And did the lady get, well, obviously she was yelling. She didn't get that badly hurt.
Well, I don't know. She was sitting there. She was holding her leg. And I screamed out. I said, are you okay? And she turned. She's mad, I guess, that I was watching. She's like, yes. You know, give me the hand thing. Like, yes, get out of here. Leave me alone. And, the Avon lady turns and drives away.
Leaves the scene.
So I said to Joe, go find the lady that was hit.
Who was walking.
The lady, who got hit. Bring her, ask her if she wants to come on the radio show. I'll be a witness that I saw the Avon lady run into her.
And the lady didn't want to come on the show.
I guess not. Joe, what did she say? What was happening there?
Because Joe was, Joe flew out of here.
And actually, I misspoke. I didn't see the accident. I heard the thud And then I saw the lady just screaming, going, you ran into me. Don't just sit there. You ran into me.
The Avon lady ran up to her, because as I was running down, there's a lady in front of me running as well. And she caught up with her. And when I caught up with them, she was like, are you okay? I'm so sorry. And the black lady was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Forget about it. So I come running up. And I said, hey, I work for the radio station up the street. We want you to come on the air and talk about it. And they were both, well, the blonde lady was like, no.
Of course, the Avon lady who ran the other lady over, she didn't want to come on the show.
And the black lady was like, no, I don't want to either. And I said, please, but you know, couldn't get them up.
All right, so everything's, but they both appeared to be well.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, Joe, I got to tell you something.
She didn't even look like she was hit by a car.
Don called you into action. You flew out of there like
Super
a superhero.
I'm here to protect and serve.
Unbelievable.
Super Joe. Good job.
Super Joe. And I just want to tell that lady, even though I didn't see it, I'll be a witness. And if you need a lawyer,
stay cool, guys.
Don't forget to call.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That's right. There he is. That's not the goddamnedest thing that I've
ever
heard.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at?
Oh, here's the tape of David Brinkley when he says, "God damn it," when he doesn't know he's on the air.
This is the tape Mike was talking about first.
No, let me have a go at.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Plus more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Brinkley.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go on the ship. We are on the air.
It's Peter Jennings.
You know, and if Peter Jennings had a good sense of humor, he would have let David Brinkley go on with that Ross Perot. You know, I was amused to read that Ross Perot has a small penis.
David, it's we are on the air.
Oh, are we? Well, I can die now.
Peter Jennings, Canadian.
Can you imagine talking like that in real life? And that's like the real life David Brinkley.
Oh, sure.
I was entertained to find out, blah, blah, blah.
Right, God absolutely.
Damn.
God damn. Mr. Brinkley, Frank Gorshin's on the line.
Hello, David.
I hope that lady that got hit by the car is doing okay.
Yeah.
I read this. Listen to this. You know, we went through the thing the other day where I told you that ABC will not allow their news people to wear the American flag.
Right, right.
Okay, and I think we all agree that that sucks. ABC News taking heat for its policy of banning the American flags.
They have no problems with John Stossel going out to the airport, though, and saying, how do you feel about profiling?
John Stossel, the biggest wuss on two wheels.
Mention that you're getting a flight. You're ready to get back on an airplane.
Oh, and John is no relation to Charlie Stossel.
Oh, not at all. This is 2020 last night. You're getting ready to get back on an airplane. Another thing that pissed me off about 2020. And John Stossel's talking to people as they're in line about profiling and how they feel about it. You know, and you know, it's just not the right time.
All right.
It really isn't.
So ABC takes heat because they don't want their anchor people to wear flags on their lapels. And now, here you go. Here's a word from Tom Brokaw. Well, this is Elvis, but Tom Brokaw says, I don't think a journalist, Tom Brokaw, incidentally, agrees with this.
Good.
What they, no! Tom Brokaw agrees that they shouldn't be wearing flags.
I think that he agrees with us.
No. He agrees with them, with ABC.
Okay.
What the F is wrong with Tom Brokaw? He says, I don't think a journalist ought to be wearing a flag, because it does seem to me, at least, a sign of solidarity towards whatever the government is doing. And that is not our role.
They're making too much of it.
I'm a patriot, and I think being a patriot means you love your country, but you think you can improve it. Improve it. And part of my role as a journalist is to ask questions and examine the issues that lead to improvement of the country.
He's wrong.
You know, listen, I want to tell you something.
He's a journalist in the United States.
I'll tell you something. First off, you're a douchebag. You can't pronounce any word that has the letter L or the letter R in it. And furthermore, your job is not to report and ask questions. Your job is to sit there like a Ken doll and read off the prompter in front of you for 23 minutes a night.
Wear the flag.
And when something really bad happens, like the World Trade Center, and you are rushed into action where you actually have to speak off the top of your head, you sound like a retard. Tom Brokaw, you douchebag, un-American douche. Jesus Christ. How would Tom read that, Mike?
All right, let me wait.
How would Tom read that statement?
All right.
There you go.
This is Tom Brokaw. ABC News has taken some heat for its policies of banning the wearing of American flag pins on the air. But NBC anchor Tom Brokaw agrees with it. Because I don't think a journalist ought to be wearing a flag. Because it does seem to be, me at least, a sign of solidarity toward whatever government is doing. And that is not a rule. Brokaw told students at Northwestern Medical School journalism on Monday, I'm a patriot. And I think being a patriot means to love your country. But you can always improve it. And part of my role as a journalist is to ask questions and examine the issues that will lead to some improvement of the country. The Daily Northwestern reported. This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Last Nightly News Tonight, I'm Tom Brokaw. Thanks for being with us.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Now here's Katie Couric to tell you what's going up on the Today Show tomorrow. Thank you, Katie. I'm Tom Brokaw. That's Nightly News Tonight. Unite. Unite in America. Peter Jennings and Dan Rather, I saw them in Pickle Park. They're homos. If you want a hetero anchor, go with me, Tom Brokaw, the heterosexual's friend.
But you won't wear the pin.
No, that would be making a statement that, but I'm a patriot. Don't you forget about it. Tom Brokaw, that's Nightly News Tonight. I'm a patriot. Thank you, Don. And thank you for waving the flag. We need flag wavers in this day and age.
What a dick. How could you possibly come out and, you know, hey, listen, I got to be biased here. I can't. Unbiased, Don. I can't be biased. I've got to remain neutral.
Yes, Don.
I mean, who are you trying to make friends with here? The Taliban?
I understand what he's saying, and a lot of times I would agree with him, but not this time, because you can fly the flag and support this country without necessarily supporting a specific administration. Well, let me say, with good authority, both of you are full of poo. Anyway, really, Tom. You're both full of poo.
Say the word Taliban.
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 Say Libya.
You know I have trouble with that.
Say Libya.
Libya.
No, Libya.
You're going to make me pronounce the L.
Say.
That's Nightly News Tonight. Ibia.
Say, losers in Louisiana.
Losers in Louisiana. Losers in Louisiana.
Taliban. Love Libya.
Love Libya.
Say, losers in Louisiana.
Losers in Louisiana.
Love
of
Libya.
Ibia. I can't pronounce my L's. That's what I try to do. Listen, that's Nightly News Tonight. I'm Tom Brokaw. Stay tuned for more on this ABC station. And with Brian Williams on MSNBC, we'll be taking a look at the Taliban and some of the problems in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Hello.
More trouble in Kabul.
Don and Mike show.
Hey there.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
How you doing? How are you doing?
Cool, you're good.
What can I do for you? It's Tom Brokaw. Is this the how you doing guy?
Hey, I got one for you, Tom. Say, Bin Laden will lose large legions of Taliban leaders.
Bin Laden will lose large legions of Taliban leaders. There you go.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, great show, first off. I just want to ask you, or let you know two things. Playboy Channel is okay, but it's not as good as 598.
Right.
And second thing is, are you still going out with Mr. 40 tonight to the hood, to the barbershop?
As I told the guy who called before, Mr. 40 never got back to me about going to the barbershop.
Huh.
I'm ready to go after the show today. I mean, tonight I got to go to my kid's school. I can't go tonight. It's back to school night. But I'm ready to go to the barbershop in the hood anytime.
Hey, if he lets you down, I got a hood I can take you to get a haircut out here in Alexandria.
I don't even need a haircut, man. I just want to go
hang out at the barbershop with the fellas on.
Yeah, I just want to go, play dominoes.
I wish I had a good barbershop to go to now that my hair's short. I wish I had I don't want to go to stylists anymore. I want to go to, Rob, you got a good barbershop?
Well, the way your hair is now, you could go to the goddamn haircuttery and get a haircut.
Yeah, you don't want suppose.
No. You want to go to Malcolm at the Fairfax Barbershop right up the street.
All right, I will.
He's excellent.
All right, terrific.
He's never screwed up my flat top.
Hello.
Thank you, Rob.
Don and Mike show.
Problem talk.
Yeah, I want to hear Tom Brokaw say Achille Laurel.
Achille Laurel.
can't do it.
H to the Z. That he can do. V to the Izzle.
Thank you. Goodbye.
We got a break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Also, in
got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to dish
Washington.
Dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-Shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you, and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter? We're out of time. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, God damn it, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... We should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not.
Yeah.
So
right. Sometimes
that's why we got a little cut off.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
Yeah, right.
God damn it.
It's
the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. They never called us to come back on that dumb Fox show either.
Huh. No, we missed Ducey.
Here we do. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Ducey the Boosie.
I just found out on the web. I mean, I'm checking lots of different sources. We just bombed.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. Go ahead, what?
We just bombed. We sent the Air Force went in. You know how they have the Thunderbirds, like different squads? They sent in the Alphabet Bomber squad.
Don't tease me.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we have three of these little news scoops, and all three have been inaccurate.
Don't tease me. Don't be a CT with me now.
I'm not. I'm dead. I'm serious as cancer, as you would say, Don.
Because, you know, I'm going to have a mess in my pants if we really have started this today.
Well,
it means the government would have followed my directive of yesterday.
Well, you were in contact, weren't you, yesterday?
They were listening to you guys yesterday.
I was talking to Rumsfeld.
Yeah. Well, they bombed right outside of Kabul in a place called Pickle Park.
There it is. Oh, F you. You got me all going there.
I had to do it, man.
God, I had wood and everything.
The target identified as Pickle Park.
Damn it.
The target was identified as Pickle Park.
God damn it.
And I'm not wearing my flag.
All right, you know, as long as we're on the topic here of this stupid war that we're never going to start, and I'm still upset about that, we're going to try to call Pakistan now. For the first time ever on this show since the terrorist attacks. And I'll tell you why. Freedom of speech in America doesn't extend to the websites using the name Osama bin Laden. Two Pakistani webmasters have registered and own the rights to OsamaBinLaden.com. They're going to have a chat room and a message board.
Now, what is the angle on this Osama bin Laden website? Is it... Because Pakistan, I guess, has pro and con factions
right
in there. Is this a "we hate Osama" website?
Don't know.
Where is it?
Don't know.
Website?
Gone. Where did it go?
Don't know.
Don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
So we're going to call Pakistan now. The dudes' names are...
Mujibur and Sirajul?
Yeah, I can never pronounce the names. All right, I'll do that thing, Rob. I'll do that thing with tell them they're on the air, but
let's see if we can... Oh, there's a ring. All right, it's actually ringing. Hold on a second. Beautiful. Okay.
I got right through.
Sure.
You know why? We're not bombing.
That's
why I got right through.
Well, we're not bombing Pakistan.
Oh, right, it's Afghanistan we want to bomb. Boy, it's a good thing I'm not in charge of that.
Yeah, what a mistake that would be.
They both end in Stan.
They do.
It's easy to get
Stanley.
Confused. Stash. No, listen to this. It's just ringing. I'm not getting anything.
So there's no more information about the website, huh?
No.
Just that they've started... did you think when we started that this was based in Afghanistan, or did you think that this we were calling the bad country?
I guess I thought I did. Hello?
This is why we cannot have your finger on the trigger.
Yeah, well, all right. It's always, I blew up the wrong stand country. Oops. At least you're doing something.
It's like 9... It would be sending a message. I think it's probably about 9:30 over there.
Hello?
Sending a message.
Yeah, you know what? See, I've got the pod turned way up now. We're just not getting anything.
We tried to get through. Where are they? Gone. Where'd they go?
Don't know. Don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Let me make sure I got this Pakistan number correct. Yeah, we're doing great. What can we do for you?
All right, my name's Andrew, and I'm from George Mason University.
Yes, Andrew.
And I have a couple of Plett brothers in my fraternity class, and we're hoping to come down to the station on Friday and get a photo with you guys.
And get a what?
Get a photo with you guys.
Is that part of your pledge?
Yes, it is. It's one of the...
Yeah, absolutely. They're coming in, they're coming on the show and do it.
What is the fraternity?
It's Phi Sigma Kappa.
Yeah, come on down.
Great.
Come on down during the show.
Phi Sig, one of the rowdier fraternities.
See you there.
All right, see you here.
Well, whatever. Come on down. Sure. Get your picture taken. And that's like a scavenger hunt. You got to get all the stuff.
Yeah, and it's a big, that's tough haul that they've got to come by here.
You do that, Daddy.
Oh, come on. Get out of here, Doug. Hello,
again.
Don and Mike show.
It's 11:30 over there.
Is 11:30 over there?
Yeah, in Pakistan.
Now, is this a fake accent or are you a real Pakistani?
I'm from Bangladesh.
Oh, Bangladesh.
Right?
Yeah.
I never thought that concert George Harrison did was that great for Bangladesh.
No.
How do you feel about that, sir, being from Bangladesh?
Feel good.
I always thought that was a real suck album.
Feels good.
Sure, why not?
There's a shirt Don, Mike. And then the Don wear the shirt from Bangladesh.
Pardon me?
Well, what did you say, sir?
What? Oh, I don't know.
He's gone. Man. He said, you wear the shirt from Bangladesh.
I don't know.
Don wears this shirt.
I may have a shirt from Bangladesh.
I like that album, though.
The Bangladesh album?
Concert for Bangladesh.
It sucks. It's the one, like, with the orange cover?
Well, here we go again. Just constant disagreement.
That album blows.
I love that album.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Huh?
Great song.
Bangladesh.
Hello.
Bangladesh.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
And, Rob, that's not my good Middle Eastern music anyway. This is what I was looking for. There you go.
That's the one that you recorded when you played it with your toenail.
With my diseased toenail. Yeah, hi there, Don and Mike show.
How's it going, Don? How you feeling?
I feel pretty good, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick little comment about the supposed military attacks that are happening today.
Yes.
I do have it from good authority, somebody that I don't like to mention just because I can't mention their name, but
sure.
they do have above top secret clearance. And I've been told by that person that...
Oh, you are full of
right.
it. No, I swear to God.
You are beyond full of it.
Don, take me off the air.
You are full of it.
Yeah, all right. What do you want to say?
That what I was told that the attacks were either going to happen on a Thursday. I don't know if it's necessarily this Thursday or next Thursday.
All right. It'll happen on $1,000 Thursday. Or maybe it'll happen on Two for Tuesday.
They want to do it on ratings day.
Yeah, Thursday.
No, they want to do it on Thursday so Osama misses friends.
Right.
That's what you're saying. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Rob, bye, Don.
Bye. Did you try that number in Pakistan
yes,
again?
Still no answer.
Where's the answer?
Don't know.
Where'd it go?
Gone. All right, then we're forced to go with our other war story of the day. Sales of patriotic condoms on the rise.
Wow.
Old Glory is being hoisted in a different kind of pole this day.
These days.
It seems that sales of patriotic condoms are on the rise.
Wow.
Get it?
That's good.
Condomania. That's a chain store. They report a spike in sales of red, white, and blue condoms.
You don't see that in many malls.
All right, let's see. Who am we calling here? Call Los Angeles, is that it, Robbie?
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't want to call Planned Parenthood.
Hello, welcome to Condomania. Answer me these questions three. I have this little red, white, and blue number for you.
All right, here we go. All right, I got to take this off the air. Give me a second.
They're back at full staff now.
Give me a second. Hey, Buzz, for the joke.
Full shaft.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hold on a second.
He's there, hang on.
Hold on. Hello? Yeah, hi. Is this a place? Is this a condom store? Hey, this is the Don and Mike radio show, national radio show. Would you come on here with us for a second? Okay, all right. You're going to give us to someone who'll come on the air. Here we go.
Very good.
Condomania, can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Condomania.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike show. How are you?
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm doing very well.
How are the red, white, and blue condoms coming?
Well, they're coming along very well.
Are they selling big?
Yes, they are. They're getting bigger all the time.
Fantastic.
Tell me something. Are they lubed for her pleasure, or are they ribbed for her sensation?
Well, they're not ribbed, but they're certainly lubed well.
Now, do you just have the red, white, and blue condoms in the standard model?
Yes, they come standard.
And you, so you haven't, well, is there any plan to expand, expand into the ribbed?
You know, that's a good idea. No plans at this point, but you never know where we'll go with them.
How many red, white, and blue condoms have you sold since the tragedy?
Oh, quite a few, quite a few.
Define quite a few.
Well, more than you can use.
Well, how, hey, do you know? How do you know?
How do you know? are these,
I'm just guessing here.
Are these condoms made in America?
No.
Oh, that's, my that, God.
That's, where are they made?
There's very few condoms that are made in America.
Where are your red, white, and blue condoms you're selling made? Can you tell us what country?
I believe that they're made... to tell you the truth, I'm not sure. I would say they're probably made in Asia. But
Asia.
I'm not sure.
In Asia.
Are yeah. any proceeds of the condom sales going to any of the relief funds?
I believe that we're giving money to the relief fund in New York. We have our store in New York, and we've been trying to help out there.
All right, we'll give you a plug. Where's your store in New York?
It's in the Village.
Of course.
Shocker.
Of course it's in the Village.
It's on 351 Bleecker Street in
Bleecker.
The Village.
All right, in the Village, can you offer us any sales tips?
Any sales tips?
I'm just trying to do as many condom jokes as I can. You know, trying to get ahead of the curve here.
Are any
we
these,
always want to get ahead of the competition ourselves.
Are any of the employees of Condomania prepared to strap on a helmet if things really get tough?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard this about the store Condomania.
Make sure you've got his full attention.
It's like when you go into the store, it's like having a party in your mouth. And everybody comes. You know, I mean, everybody shows up at Buzz, wasn't that the slogan for a restaurant in Chicago?
I believe it was.
Yeah, it's like having a party in your mouth, and everybody comes.
Oh, that was the 80s.
What
I'm
other specialty?
We might get in trouble if we tried to use that one.
What other specialty
condoms? Well, you know, I mean, everybody arrives. Everybody shows up.
You know what we mean. You understand? Have we established the joke now?
Believe me, I've heard them all.
What other condoms do you sell at Condomania?
Oh, we sell over 300 different kinds.
Any flavored?
Yes. Flavored are very popular right now.
What's the most popular flavor?
Let's see. Mint, strawberry, orange is really good, grape.
Do you have root beer?
Root beer? No, we don't. We don't carry root beer.
How about cheese?
Cheese? No, no.
Do you have any that
you have to get cheese the natural way.
Do you have any that tastes like a Band-Aid that's just been pulled off?
No.
Do you have?
No. We tried those, but they weren't very popular.
Do you have Cool Ranch?
Cool Ranch, that's a good one. No, but I think that would probably go over well. My daughter loves that flavor.
How much is a package of red, white, and blue condoms?
I believe it's $9.95.
How many do you get?
A dozen.
A dozen?
That's kind of like average, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are these, are these high-quality condoms? Or are these?
Of course, we only sell high-quality condoms.
They're like water balloons.
Do they have a receptacle?
Well, you can certainly use them as water balloons.
Do they have a receptacle end?
Yes, they do.
Really?
All right, beautiful. Well, listen.
Every condom made today, except for one type of Trojan, comes with a receptacle end.
And that one type of Trojan is?
It's the Trojan non-lubed. It's usually used for medical purposes.
Medical purposes?
Who needs a rubber for medical purposes?
A lot of different uses for it. People who have problems with their intestines, people who they use it for dialysis.
And incidentally,
how would they use it for a dialysis? What, do they strap it on?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Oh, incidentally, I urge all Americans to go back to calling them rubbers. I liked it better when we called them rubbers and we didn't call them condoms.
Rubbers?
Are you wearing a rubber?
Still makes me feel...
Well, actually, I'm not wearing one right now.
No, it was a generic question for the audience. Are you wearing your rubbers? Do you like... You know, are you going out with your girlfriend tonight? You got a rubber?
And then for a while there, I think it was the 80s when they were called safes. Hey,
yeah.
You gotta pick up a pack of safes.
Yes. As long as you use them, I don't care what you call them.
Got my rubber. Okay, well, once again, your store's in the Village.
Yes, it is.
And you're selling red, white, and blue condoms.
Yeah, we sell them online, too, at condomania.com.
All right, well, you're the Don and Mike Show Patriot of the Week, sir.
Way to go with your red, white, and blue condoms.
Hold on. Thank you, sir.
Hold on. I got a guy on the phone who says he has a condom joke you do not know.
Okay.
You ready? You want to try this? Glenn in New York. Glenn, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Dynamite? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was over in Condomania in the Village.
Wait. Is this the janitor, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Of course it is.
God damn it. Glenn, do you have to call the show every day?
I only called once today.
All right, what is your joke,
Lynn? This is the first time calling. Okay, anyway, I was at Condomania in the Village, and I was the only one at the store at the time, and I was standing at the counter, and I can hear, wow, you're large. So I turned around in surprise, and I'm like, wow, there's nobody near me. And so I look at the condoms again, and I'm hearing, wow, you're so sexy. And so I said to the guy, hey, come here, what's going on? Is this store haunted? He says, no, it's the condoms. They're complimentary.
Oh, Glenn. F you, Glenn.
You kidding me? You didn't like that, you Don and Mike lovers?
That's no.
I love you. No matter what you think of me.
Glenn.
What?
Get that out sucks. Of here, Glenn.
Oh, you really thought that sucked?
You're the worst, Glenn.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought
take
it was
day off,
brilliant, Glenn.
Christ,
yeah,
goodbye.
Okay, play me some more on the replay, boy.
Goodbye. Hey, condom guy, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
That's Glenn. It sounds like the smartest guy there.
Is that one idiot that loves this show? All right,
yeah,
thank
he's
you.
The smartest guy here, Condomania.
All right, thank you, Condomania.
Smartest
thanks
guy
a lot.
In the world.
Guys, have a good day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
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 World's smartest man, the janitor.
Little and con, and then a little dig from the Condomania
yeah,
guy.
From a guy who sells rubbers.
Made in Asia.
Right, not
how
even
patriotic
American.
How patriotic is that?
Not even American rubbers. You got by Chinese rubbers.
Red, white, and blue.
Or Japanese. Well, which is it, Chinese or Japanese
all
rubbers?
All the same.
Yeah, they're all the
all
same.
All the same. Hello.
You know, and they, how many people have tried on a regular condom and, you know, it ends up red, white, and blue?
Oh, duh. Don and Mike show. Mine actually ends up the colors of the Italian flag. Red, yellow, and green. There's some green happening in there sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes it looks like the state of California with that big brown bear.
Yowza.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
We better throw this away.
Hello.
Hey, we miss you guys live here in Sacramento, man.
We wish we were on live. God, we wish the station would just run the show live so people would stop calling the show to say they wish we were on live.
Hey,
please.
Don, I was in Special Forces, man. You need to calm down about us not bombing them. I got two words for you. Full moon. That's why they're not doing anything right now. The U.S. has the best night vision in the world.
Oh, please,
and
come on. I refuse to entertain these calls. First, we got a guy call yesterday says, we're not going to attack them until the weather's warm. Now you're saying that we're not going to attack until there's a full moon?
Really?
No. There's a full moon now. And they're going to wait till there's no moon where it's totally dark.
Oh, please, right. Get out of here.
And it's got to be a Thursday.
Remember, revenge is best served cold.
Dope. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've got the theory on why they're going to attack today.
Why?
They hit us on 911, left a little message.
Yes.
Today's 10-4.
All right, good buddy.
Hey.
That crippled boy.
That crippled boy.
Hey,
thanks
Don?
To all the CBers that are calling in today.
CW McCall.
10-4.
Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear.
Hello, and we took turns riding Teddy Bear. I mean, giving him a ride.
Yeah, that's why we're going to bomb today, right? 10-4. 10-4, good buddy. All right, Christ, what a mess that was. Really, that whole break was a mess. We never got the guys in Pakistan. The guy from the condom place was a dick, no pun intended.
And I don't believe anything's happened militarily, no.
No, nothing. We still haven't done anything.
Sorry for you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah,
I
hi.
I just want to tell you, one of the good things about condoms being made in China, Chinese condoms, after you do it, an hour later, you want to do it again.
Okay.
Oh, I tell you, they're fast and furious.
Get out of here.
Rob, don't.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. No, there's no justice like angry mob justice.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Come here and feel this.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Take some of your phone calls here. Everybody's calling the show. You can call us from New York, D.C., Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City, Iowa City, Burlington, Iowa. Next week, our great Vegas station, KFMS, will run the show live so the good people of Sin City can participate.
Right.
Also, next week, it's our triumphant return to Seattle.
Yay.
As we take a dump on former station KRKO.
Woohoo!
We're going to take a big, steaming, hairy dump on them. Well, we go live clear on KQBZ 100.7 FM in Seattle. That starts on Monday.
We are looking forward to that.
Today after the show, we're going to go somewhere by the station here to, you know, we are going with this thing with the bowling team. Okay, we are going to do that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I just want to say the one place I want to go to get my condom is Asia, where they know everything there is to know about population control.
Right. Thank you, my friend. We are starting the Dynamite bowling team, and we are going to challenge bowling teams in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia, also New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. Those are the two areas that we're going to bowl in D.C. and in New York. Oh, we'll be up in New York next week.
All right.
We'll be giving away a vacation every day on the show next week to Iceland via Iceland Air.
Wonderful getaway.
And next week up at NEW, it's finally the debut of Don and Mike's Hold It.
I love this game.
and we're going to start this bowling thing. Today we're going out after the show, all of us. We're going to get balls.
Yeah, we're going to get custom-made bowling balls.
We're getting measured for our balls.
Yeah, they have to put our hands on our balls to make sure that they're measured correctly.
We're also getting shoes and bags for our balls.
Cool.
So all we need is shirts.
Excellent.
And we want to thank Chantilly Bowling Supply.
Right.
For supplying the balls, the shoes, and the bags. And, of course, we are open now for challenge. Hi, Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you? Actually, the place you're going to get your bowling balls and stuff is Chantilly Bowling Supply. That's one of my good friends owns that store. So we'll be seeing you there about, you know, a little while, I guess.
All right, see you there.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Rob,
bye-bye.
See you too, all right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
What, you don't want to go today?
No, kidding.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Actually, I hope they cup our balls today.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should get Pin Pal shirts, like The Simpsons.
The Pin Pal?
P-I-N-P-A-L-S.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think we're going with, it's definitely Don and Mike's gutter balls.
Right.
Yeah. And as you can see, we've already received from...
it's a nice logo that somebody sent us.
This is from someone who works at an ad agency in New York City sent this thing up.
Very, very nice.
However, the gutter balls, they don't look like testes.
They have to have, you know what? You could just change that by giving them beards.
Well, what do you mean, like this?
Just give them a little fuzz.
You mean like that?
Yeah.
Down there at the bottom, or do you mean like all over the place?
Yeah. There you go. That's now we're talking.
So they look like testes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a nice logo. We need the shirts.
We could put that on the back, and of course on the front, we'd have to have our names in cursive.
We'd have to have our bowling nicknames that we have not yet come up with.
And we're not going to have the nicknames until we bowl the first game. But
right.
Let me just say, if we're going to go get our balls today, and the shoes, and the bags, and the shirts are you know, obviously the last thing we need.
Right.
We're open for challenges. If you are in a bowling league in the D.C. area or the New York area, call us and challenge us.
We want to bowl you.
We will kick your ass. I'm serious. We're going to be undefeated at bowling.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yeah, you know what? All my boys from my high school, we're going to come kick your ass.
We're going to kick your ass.
All your boys from your high school?
Yeah, man. Like, we're excellent bowlers. We have a varsity team.
I would bowl a bunch of high school boys with you.
Amen, absolutely.
We'll bring our cheerleading squad down there.
There we go. We'll do that, too.
Yo, those girls are hotties, man.
Okay.
Really? Well, how old are they?
Well, I mean, they're my age. I mean.
And how old are you, son?
I'm 18.
You're 18. What are you on the 8-year plan in high school?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm in high school, so that's.
Are you a senior?
Senior, yeah.
I've just gotten word from the third floor that if there's going to be high school girls, Charles Broyhill wants to join the team. He wants to be a part of it.
Dude, man, these girls love old guys.
Oh. So you're telling us there's a chance.
What is your school?
Murray.
Murray?
You heard of it?
No.
It's in D.C. We're the Fighting Frogs.
The Fighting Frogs of Murray.
Murray.
Rob, do you know Murray?
It's like...
Murray.
It's near St. Albans.
We're the Fighting Frogs.
Well, Murray.
You know, I'll tell you why. They called it Murray. It's because the
hooray for Murray.
Check it out. The original headmaster was like, because the school's French.
Headmaster.
Like, he's racist. So he was like, oh, we'll name them the Frogs. So the name stuck.
You mean like a French-Canadian thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently,
or can French
thing? No, 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 no. We've heard that before. That's a in.
Well, that's what you call it. It's a derogatory term for a Canadian.
Right, you call him a frog.
Frog.
We had that. We went through that.
A French Canadian.
All French, actually.
Yeah, all French, actually. But it was specifically yes.
We went.
Thanks for clarifying. The Minister of Hate clarified.
We went through that with a Canadian dude one time on the show, right? Where he called up and like said, I hate all those stupid frogs.
Well, they actually, and then in Canadians, they call some of the they're broken down even in Canada into different groups of people, like the certain. People don't like the newfies.
Right.
The newfies are a different, bunch of Canadians.
What about the roofies?
I'm a
fan of the roofies.
The newfies are from Newfoundland.
Right.
And they treat them like you would hear, like, any other sort of, you know, bad sort of joke.
I like the roofies. I also like the lewds.
Oh, God.
You can't find lewds anymore.
No, they don't make them anymore.
Yeah, Buzz told me that the other day.
Yeah, Buzz was out looking
for hours. Well, we were in a conversation. Was it me and you and Frida? Who was in the conversation?
No, it was
me
there.
And you, for sure.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was another conversation. Well, I know. Well, now my wife won't want me having that discussion earlier about the talk I had with her about it. But we were discussing lewds.
I remember what brought it up.
What?
The Magic Christian.
Yeah. I don't get that.
Maybe it was when we were in the car on the way back.
Yeah, we were in the car coming back from the train station.
Yeah, that's why.
That's right.
Okay, that's why I was thinking my wife was there. Yeah, we were discussing
all the problems and why they're so bad.
Where the hell was I during this?
Lewds.
Using the last lewds. Pitching them up.
You were drunk, I think, when we were discussing lewds.
No.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Now, Paul from Queens, is this a legit challenge?
This is legit. You can check it out. We have our own league website, everything.
Beautiful. What is your team?
We're called Aggravation.
Aggravation. How many guys are on your team?
I have, it's me, my father, my friend, and my fiance.
So there's four?
Yeah.
Four. Great.
It might be a good idea for us to have two sets of, to have a pair of balls.
Yeah.
To have our New York balls.
Our balls and our
I'm not going to haul my bowling ball up to New York.
No, I don't want to either.
One carry-on.
You know, we'll never get it through all the security stuff. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you better tell the people today we each need two big balls.
Yeah, we need two balls.
Already. I've told her already.
Oh, really? Okay,
we need
two
balls, right.
Good.
Well, listen, when do you play? What's your regular night of the week to play?
We bowl Wednesday nights. We just bowled last
perfect.
Night.
Perfect. Wednesday. We're always in New York on Wednesdays.
Wednesday nights are perfect New York
night. Dare I say that we might bowl this guy next Wednesday night?
Let's go for it.
Do you want to play us next Wednesday night?
You can come on down. I mean, we bowl at 9 o'clock.
No, it has to
be a special invitation.
No, you got to invite us.
You have to make the arrangements with your bowling alley.
You got to challenge us and just make sure that, you know, you've got two alleys for us to bowl on.
Okay.
Right now, can you make the arrangements and get back to us?
Sure. What does it matter what time? At night, during the day?
Not during the show, but I mean, like,
at night.
8, 9 at night, that's fine.
That's fine.
Where in Queens? Do you guys bowl in Queens?
Yeah, we bowl Woodhaven.
And where's that at?
Woodhaven Lanes is in Queens.
Yeah, we can find that. Absolutely. Hey, I would love that.
That'd be fantastic.
Next Wednesday, our first bowling.
We're going bowling in Queens.
Sounds good. I could set it up.
Okay, hold on a second. I got another one. A guy from Jersey wants to challenge us. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
You got a team?
Actually, I do.
Where do you guys bowl at?
We're actually at Jersey Lanes in Linden. We're about 15 minutes from Manhattan.
Oh, you know, we might have to play this guy first then.
Absolutely.
It's closer.
In Jersey.
But Queens would be closer.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Depending on how you go.
Yeah, depending on how you go.
Depending on how you go.
How you go. Well, I don't know. How many guys on your team? You got four guys?
Yeah.
What's your night to bowl?
Generally we bowl on Sundays, but if you guys wouldn't just do an open bowl, we can.
Sunday's good.
I'm sorry. We're never there on Sunday.
That's right.
All right, you know, hold on. Give your information to Lisa.
We'll gather all the information and we'll work out a schedule.
All right, cool.
Great, we'd love to bowl you. Hold on a second.
We could easily take on a four-man team. We would just average the scores. Ours would be divided by five. Theirs would be divided by four.
Hey, Rob, you can always throw a ringer in.
Sure. Rob, you always do it like that.
You always make it a little more mathematically complicated.
And like when we play poker, we just can't play poker.
I love math.
You know, how about it's just we bowl four, they bowl four.
Right. All right.
Okay, we'll draw straws to see which one of the five of us doesn't get to maybe bowl the first game.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, it's simple. Right?
Yeah, right.
We'll fix it so Buzz can't bowl.
Rob, I'm telling on you, Rob.
Right.
Goes over there and he goes like this.
He's doing the old point thing, like, you know, we don't want Buzz bowling.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I think Buzz might be an excellent bowler.
We'll have to see. or not.
All right, let's go back to a previous conversation that Buzz had with Rob Spiewak. Can we roll that tape?
F you, Rob. Yeah, thank you, Don.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, Gene.
Yeah.
Honey, where are you from?
Springfield, Virginia.
You got it. You got a bowling league?
I sure do. I'm on three.
You're what?
I'm on three leagues.
You're in three leagues.
I, are you a smoker, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Is it an all-girls team you're on?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I'd love to bowl against all girls.
Yeah.
I could get a team of all girls.
Could you really?
We could still kick your ass.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, listen, I got news for you, honey. We'll kick your ass.
Any hotties? No, you be honest.
No, I'm the best-looking one.
You're the best-looking one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you hot?
I'm hot.
Very hot?
Very.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
That chick that was on the with the bus. Oh, what the hell's her name?
The chick that was on what?
With the bus and Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Sandra Bullock.
All right.
Okay, well, listen, if we're going to go to New York next week to do the show, then we're going to be back in D.C. the week after. Okay. How about we play you girls the week after?
Okay.
How about like a week from Wednesday?
All right.
We could make Wednesday night a regular bowling night.
I think Wednesday night's a perfect night.
That's a good night, right?
Wednesday night bowling night.
Wednesday night is bowling night.
That's the night we bowl.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
I got news for you, lady. We're going to kick your ass.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You hear me?
I hear you.
I'm going to go crazy. I'm pulling OJ on you. You're going to cut your head off at the end of the match.
He's enthusiastic, ma'am.
I love this. We're gonna have such a good time.
All right, it'll be a blast.
I'm going to be out of my mind if we lose. I'm going to be out of my mind if we get...
Are you a good bowler?
Who knows?
Exactly.
Who knows?
Same here.
Here's how it always goes. Every time...
When's the last time you bowled?
I don't know. A year, 2 years ago? You know?
The last time I bowled was Christmas time.
All right, well, then you're probably the most experienced bowler among us.
I want to get one of these thingies. I want to get...
We'll get you the arm thing.
It helps. It helps actually stabilize your shots.
Okay, Earl Anthony.
I like that. Hey, you know me.
I know.
If I'm committing, I'm committing.
I know you like all the accoutrements.
Well, you know, I also got... It really F's up my elbow when I bowl.
Well, then
really
we'll get you the...
So I really want that. You see a lot of these
guys. We'll get you the strap on.
Yeah, I want the strap on.
Hello.
I want to get it today.
Hello, Embry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you got a team?
Yeah, we got a team in Springfield, Virginia.
Beautiful. Listen, hold on, Lisa. We'll get your information, okay?
Okay. How many guys do you guys...
We're going to field a team of five, but four
That's
will be...
That's how many we have.
It'll be four with an alternate every time.
Okay, we have five as well.
Rob keeps holding up his finger saying only four. Because for some reason, Buzz, Rob does not want you to be a member of this bowling team. But
don't
Buzz,
understand that.
You're a member of the show. You demanded to be introduced every day at the beginning.
Yes.
God damn it,
yes.
You're going to bowl.
I'm going to bowl.
You're going to bowl. You know what this is going to be like, Rob?
What?
Listen to me now. You don't know this because your daughter's not old enough. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like when your kid plays T-ball.
Right.
Everybody on our team is going to play.
All right.
No one sits.
Everyone's a winner.
I agree. That's the best way to do it.
Everybody plays.
And, of course, you and I play every inning.
Yes.
It's the way it always works. All the games we've ever played.
And unless Buzz is really bad.
Yeah, if I'm really bad, then.
Then he can't play.
I think we'll all get good. We're going to get good.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
If Buzz is really bad, he could just be the lewd boy.
They don't make those anymore.
Man, are we done yet?
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
I think you're going to have a problem with Wednesdays.
Why?
Enterprise, West Wing, Amazing Race.
Ah, TiVo.
Television.
No, that's true. You guys are in a higher bracket than I am. God bless you.
A higher bracket? You don't be out of higher bracket to have TiVo. You can buy that thing like for $300 now.
Well, you know.
Are you going to VCR? You almost sound like Jay Leno. Jay Leno there.
You know, we're going bowling on Wednesday.
Oh,
Jay Leno impersonation?
Is it tonight that Mavis is on the show?
I believe so. It's tonight or last night.
One of these nights. Hold on.
Mavis and Joan Embry.
Mavis Leno and her mustache. I know. I read somewhere she's going to be on the Tonight Show.
She's very involved in the cause for the Afghan women.
She really is. Good for her.
That's what she was going to talk
about.
Yeah,
but you got to see her because, I mean, she got a mustache. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus Christ, she's got a huge mustache.
I've seen pictures of her. I've seen, like, little blurbs on Entertainment Tonight, but I've never seen her as a guest of that show.
She got more facial hair than the Kathy Whiteside does. I mean, and Kathy Whiteside is, you know, she is the bearded lady. Yeah, she's right. She looks like Raleigh Fingers. That's what she looks like. Oh, no, she was on last night.
Oh, bummer.
Mavis Leno was on the Jay Leno show last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the big story, though, is the Gutter Balls. The Gutter Balls are coming.
They live.
Next Wednesday night.
Gutter Balls are coming.
You heard it. We're either going to Jersey or we're going to Queens.
Very good.
But we are bowling next Wednesday night.
Amen. We are coming to your town.
We are going to kick some ass.
Yeah. Your town.
We're going to kick some ass. We got to go get our balls today.
Yeah.
We got to get big balls.
We got to get dual balls.
Yeah, we got to have two balls.
We got to get our DC balls and our New York balls.
Let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
MVP of the bowling team. Buzz, what is the lead story tonight?
Who or what downed a Russian plane today?
Who or what is in your throat?
Did
you hear that?
I'm all right. I'm winning.
It's the French in me. Who or what downed a Russian plane today?
All right, everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Try listening in the fart sack, the Don and Mike Show.
I love that, listening in the fart sack. Mm-hmm. Before we go to Buzz, I want to mention, I'll give another nice plug here to Simply Wireless. Because, I don't know if you've heard, CBS Viacom, we are teetering on the edge of bankruptcy.
Absolutely.
And this company is just about to go under. If Survivor doesn't hit it big,
we're done.
This is a parking lot.
Right.
And they're not giving us anything to give away. So the good people at Simply Wireless are bankrolling the Don and Mike Show.
God,
and
welcome.
In essence,
I don't want to get anybody nervous, but I heard that the next Survivor is going to be Survivor Delaware.
They're bankrolling you, the radio consumer, with money. They gave us $3,000 to give away last month. This month we're going to have $6,000 to give away. Now next week we have the vacation a day to Iceland, so we're going to have even fewer days to give away $6,000 to all kinds of people. The money is courtesy of Simply Wireless, so please, today only, go to the Montgomery Mall Simply Wireless, mention the Don and Mike Show, and get $50 off any phone. But you must mention the Don and Mike Show.
That's $50 off any phone. That is serious.
Simply Wireless, Montgomery Mall. Now, it's important to go out and say hi, and even if you don't buy anything, mm-hmm. let the people at Simply Wireless know that you've heard about it on the Don and Mike Show. Reason being that they gave us $3,000 to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've given us $6,000 to give away. And if they get a good response from our audience, and our audience has been great at supporting our advertisers, if you guys do that, they're going to buy a Mercedes for us to give away.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
For you.
Yeah, right, not for us.
We're for you to keep.
For you, yeah, like not a lease, something cheap like that.
Right.
She's going to buy a Mercedes for us to give away.
Your own Mercedes.
Because there's not a chance we'd ever be able to give away a Mercedes here.
Oh, I'll be damned if they'd let us do that.
Not on the sinking USS Viacom. So please go there. Go there, please.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
Which took first place. With BMW.
BMW. And it's Nelly. Nice ad in the Washington Times for G. Gordon Liddy.
I'm listening.
Very nice ad. That's going to reach a large amount of people. Boy, I was shaking. I peed in my pants when Rob showed me that quarter page ad in the Washington Times yesterday.
Ooh.
Wow, I said, Rob, that's promotion.
That is.
I said, boy, I hope the daily ratings don't come out and we're not getting our asses kicked today by Liddy.
That's the way to do it.
Because they got a quarter page ad in the Washington Times.
We can't afford those.
No slander.
Tomorrow on the show, that's right, watch it. I'll sue you for slander. Tomorrow on the show, Coach Jerry Glanville from CBS, and it says here he and his dog have a surprise for us.
Hey, all right, something new for Coach Glanville.
That is tomorrow, along with Chuck Stossel, the Love Muscle, brand new low budget Jeff Bardi, and tomorrow night, Joe Ardinger interviewing Frank Gorshin and Dick Van Patten. He'll be presenting Dick Van Patten with $100 worth of flowers, and Frank Gorshin will receive 100 packages of his favorite cigarette.
Now, you'd mentioned the sex quiz, right? I think it's very important, Joe's strategy is that he gives the sex quiz to Van Patten first. Because otherwise, the whole thing might blow up.
I think they're separate.
Oh, they're separate?
I think it's like, here's your flowers, here's the sex quiz, here's your cigarettes, here's the sex quiz.
All right, it would just be good if, Gorshin could follow Van Patten's lead.
Yeah.
Because if he just goes to Gorshin, just get out of here. You punk?
Either way, it would be exciting. Good stuff. And as I mentioned, next week in New York, and Lisa's setting up right now our very first bowling match.
Excellent.
Yes. I think we're going to Queens to bowl next Wednesday night. And now here is, we're going to refer to him, the weakest link. Here is Buzz. Bowling Buzz, just bowling.
He might surprise us all.
Yeah, who knows? Buzz, you could be the best bowler among us.
You never know. We'll find out.
It appeared to be another case of airline terrorism. This time, it was a plane load of Israelis headed for Siberia. The plane exploded in midair and crashed in the Black Sea about 100 miles off the Russian coastline. At least 77 people were on board that Russian jetliner. Now, U.S. officials say it may have been an accident. They say an anti-aircraft missile launched during Ukrainian military exercises may have brought down the plane.
Get to know Charlie.
I'm real sorry.
Ukraine denies this. They say that their missiles are designed to explode before hitting a wrong target. The governor of Virginia.
Yeah.
There they go. Those two knuckleheads, Joe and Charlie.
Get to know Charlie.
Duh.
The governor of Virginia and Washington, D.C.'s delegate to Congress were among the folks on board when the first flight took off from Reagan National Airport today. The last airport to reopen since the attack on America and the nearby Pentagon did so today. So far, flights are limited to two airlines, Delta and U.S. Airways.
And that is great news. That is great news for the city of Washington, D.C.
and for New York.
It's about time we got the goddamn airport open again.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And two destinations, Boston and New York. In 3 weeks, 10 more cities will be added. Security, of course, tighter now. Among other things, passengers have to go through two security checkpoints and show their tickets and IDs twice. They're also limited to one carry-on item. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he has a pretty good idea where to find Osama bin Laden. Not an exact location, mind you, but a specific area. Quoting him, "I don't have map coordinates." Rumsfeld adds that the war on terrorism may not be won with weapons, but with spies.
Oh.
Quoting again, it's not going to be a cruise missile or a bomber that's going to be the determining factor.
Oh, come on.
It's going to be a scrap of information from some person in some country that's going to enable us to pull this network up by its roots.
Don Scorched Earth Geronimo. Jesus, nuts.
But with 30,000 American...
balls, that sucks.
...and 20,000 British troops in the area and another 6,000 in the oceans nearby, the war will no doubt include missiles and bombs as well.
Hey, did you hear that?
You know,
it's going to include your missiles
for everybody.
I just want everybody, Buzz, all of the news channels, everybody, let's stop calling it a war until we do something.
Fair enough.
Okay? Because right now we've been attacked. We're not doing anything. It's not a war. We're not doing anything. We're sitting on our hands.
Well, you know, I just want to point out.
Collecting information.
Earlier today on this show, you almost sent the bombs into the wrong country.
That's right, into...
the wrong stand.
Which one was it?
You wanted to go into Paki instead of Afghani.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you almost blew it.
All right. So it's a simple mistake.
It would have caused World War III.
But let's not call it a war unless we're actually participating.
Well, they are calling it. The White House is calling it the War on Terrorism, and that war is being fought in a number of different ways.
Yeah, we had a war on drugs. That was a great war.
Yeah.
Come on, you know what a war is? A war is World War II. That's a war. Mm-hmm. The Gulf War wasn't a war. The Gulf War was like video games. You know, we went over there with our strategic bombs. We blowed them up real good. We didn't have any casualties. It's not a war.
You're forming a base for political office. I can hear it right now.
Hey, listen, I just want us to do something. Let's get off our asses and do something. Christ, it's been 3 weeks in one day.
So when will we act?
When?
Conventional wisdom now says it'll be between this coming Monday and November 15th.
Oh, Jesus.
After that, winter sets in and the Muslim holiday of Ramadan begins. For what it's worth...
Oh, and what, so we won't attack him during Rub-a-Dub?
We might need the help of some Muslims in this battle, and we want to make sure they're available.
So, I never heard of a war with so many goddamn rules.
For what it's worth, the defense minister of France says there'll be no retaliation for several weeks. He says that's because a lot of important decisions have not yet been made.
What decisions have to be made?
He's not going to tell
what
you.
What decisions have to be made?
Or me. I don't know.
I'm really frustrated. I'm not doing this as a bit. I am frustrated as hell.
A lot of people are.
I'm tired of waking up every day and just being bombarded with this America at war, America at war. Mm-hmm. America's not doing anything.
I don't know.
We're not doing anything.
I don't know.
This is the lousiest war I've ever been involved in.
I don't know.
Really, I'm pissed.
Like the busboy, the bellhop in Lost to America.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just
the bridal suite? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's been 10 years since this many people were out of work. The government today announced a sharp increase.
It's been 10 years.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
If you looked at me.
what's the name of that group?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies,
that's right. The government today announced a sharp increase in the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits. Airline workers, of course, led the way. This is the first report since the attack on America. 71,000 people filed last week, 64,000 the week before. Over a half million workers idle now. And this year, the holiday hiring by retail stores won't help because there won't be a lot of that. With stores like Nordstrom's laying off their regular employees, 1,600 to be exact, it's not likely they'll hire many part-timers. Macy's and Bloomie's say they'll be hiring fewer temps. Even UPS, which hired 90,000 temporary workers last year, says it won't be needing that many this year. President Bush wants Congress to spend $60 to $75 billion to help address America's economic problems.
Another great war we can get in, a war on unemployment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get in a war! Let's get in the game, boys! It's halftime! You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the score is... They're killing us here. No pun intended. Let's do something. Let's act.
I think we will.
Let's act. Let's do it. Let's get off our asses. Stop sitting on our hands. Bush, stop startling traffic in New York and going to schools. Get back. Bunker yourself in. Get with your think guys. Push the button.
There you go. That's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
You tipped your hand there, Johnny Newcomb.
Push it.
There you go.
Go ahead. Push it real good.
You just want him to push it.
Push the button.
You don't care where it lands. Just push it.
No, no. I'm pissed, man. Push the button.
One industry that's...
You, Peacenick.
Yeah, me. I'm
you.
Peacenick. I'm Johnny Peacenick.
You. Hold on. Some guy wants to yell at me. Hello.
John.
Yeah.
You, better get your facts straight before you make a statement. We did lose men in the Gulf War.
All right, that has never stopped me before.
All right, no, it hasn't.
But I know we lost some men. We had very low casualties in the Gulf War.
But it doesn't matter. You lose one, it's not. Is it worth it?
Listen, come on. The Gulf War is not like this war.
No, you're right. It's not. And we are doing things.
Oh, come on. What are we doing?
Well, you're never going to know about it.
Oh, great. I feel real secure in that.
You want it on TV.
No, it doesn't have to be.
That's
on
all
TV.
He wants. No, he wants to be able to play a video game to it.
Hey, shut up, you. I said
no,
yes.
No, you do. That's what you wanted in the golf.
Listen.
Remember 10 years ago when you said
douchebag.
About it? You were all excited about it. Now, you can't see it, so it's pissed
I
off.
Said yesterday that I don't care if they come on TV and they say, listen, we're doing stuff, we just can't tell you.
Let
but
me ask
but we're doing stuff.
They probably can't come on TV.
Let me ask you this. If
what?
They brought Bin Laden's head over here and put it on a platter, but you didn't see it and they brought it back, would that satisfy you?
Yes.
Okay, but you still wouldn't know about it, so you'd say they're not doing anything.
No, I'd have to know his head was on a platter.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you're not knowing about it, so we do things all the time covert that you don't know.
I don't want this
I'm
to be covert. When they flew that airplane into that building, that wasn't covert.
No, it wasn't. But we don't fight like they do.
We should get down and fight like they do.
Why?
Because they're bastards.
But that doesn't matter. Does that make us that way?
Oh, no. Let's fight with it. What's that thing I always do, Mike? What's that? The
you do the John L. Sullivan pose.
You know, the Marcus of Queensbury.
Sort of Duke.
No, this is a street fight,
no,
man.
See, I'm big into the covert thing. I like the covert.
It's a street fight. I'm just
the covert,
listen.
Mike, thank you.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Listen, I'm as American as anybody here. I'm just pissed off, man. Do you not get it?
No, I get it.
I'm pissed off.
So am I.
Gentlemen.
I had friends at the Pentagon.
Gentlemen.
Yes, I'm pissed.
Gentlemen. We are all on the same side.
Yes, we are.
Well, we're never... You're right.
We're all on the same damn side. I mean, the way it's done, bottom line is everybody wants it to win. Everybody wants it to be effective.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, you're a belligerent fat bastard.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to see your fat ass on the front lines, blubber boy.
Hey, I'd be there before you, I guarantee you, pussy.
And then he hangs up.
Hold on a second. Who's brave now? Ass wipe.
Now we're fighting amongst each other.
That's not good.
This is just what the terrorists want.
The speaker cannot be activated because the number is outside the serving area
that's in which
the service will work.
United
that's
we stand.
You want to call me, call me a pussy, and then you hang up the phone. I'll be there before you will. I promise you that.
We're all Americans.
I promise you that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, name's Ralph?
Yes, Ralph.
Hey, listen, I think Al Michaels had it best. This war is like the soccer game USA played a couple of years ago against an Arabian team. It's 11 guys named Al and some place named Stan. We don't know if we're going to kick their ass or what.
Wow. Yeah, we're quoting Al Michaels now. Now
I'm totally confused now.
Now we're in trouble.
It's official. I have lost track of the conversation.
We got a break.
No, it's just that he referred to a soccer match as 11 guys... Yeah. Named Al this, Al that. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they all came from some country that ended in Stan.
Great. All right. Well, let's keep following Al Michaels. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Listen, you know what? They should just rename the war Operation Taint right now. Taint War, Taint Peace, and it's somewhere between Bush and Colin.
All right, thank you, Operation Taint.
Well, that was he picked good. It up on that one.
He came out of it. Okay. He came on. He spun out of that real good.
He saved his ass there. All right, I'll get off this topic. And, Buzz, can you bring us something besides war news?
Why
don't you go through your next five or six stories and pick out something that's not going to agitate me so much?
Something maybe with a monkey in it?
Oh, man, no. There's been a shortage of monkey news.
Is that all you got? Just war news?
A lot of it. This will freshen things up.
We have to do a break. We've got a break. I just meant when we come back.
That's what he just said. We're going to break. You have to speak up louder.
We were going to break.
I heard that.
We're going to break. And then we'll be right back. I'll control myself. Go ahead with your war news. I'll just sit here quietly. Sit here quietly, like America. I'll just sit with my hands.
Hey, and if you call me a peacenik again, I'm going to do this.
What are you going to get?
John L. Sullivan.
John L. Sullivan pose. Why you put up your duques.
Peacenik.
We'll be right back.
Mike Show. Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
It's the home of the Glastonbury Golden Boy.
Oh, here he is.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Hi, great, thanks.
This is Shane from Germantown.
Hey, Shane.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm all for creating a new Afghan sea over there. Just drop the bomb and let it rip.
Okay, these are my people.
They're calling you now, Don. Right. You're calling you before there were the hate calls. Now you're getting your support.
My supporters. All right. Listen, I have a big rally in Penis Park tonight after the show.
Pickle Park.
Thank you.
Please use the code word.
Pickle Park. 877-365-3636. Phone number there at the toe tapping. Touch toes. Dial recklessly now. Be the 100th caller. Let's get back to Buzz. Plenty of time for more news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And now the lighter side of the news. Budweiser is no longer the king of beers. The crown now goes to Bud Light.
Buzz, I thank you for moving away from the stuff that gets agitations going.
We need a little palate cleanser, don't you think?
Yeah, please.
And we need a little beer.
Yeah, always. The lower-calorie brew, Bud Light, has surpassed regular Bud as the top-selling beer in America. Anheuser-Busch, which makes both beers, says it's on track to brew nearly 40 million barrels of Bud Light this year, compared to 33.5 million barrels of regular.
You know, when you make that much of it, you can maintain the quality.
Absolutely. The original Bud is still the worldwide leader.
Hey.
Bud Light was
fine sponsor of the Don and Mike show, I might add. The good people at Budweiser.
Great beer.
Thank you, Budweiser.
My personal favorite.
I am so sorry.
Bud Light was introduced in 1982, 7 years after the debut of rival Miller Lite. If you got the email about the Klingerman virus, it's officially crap.
From MASH?
Still, no, Klingerman.
Oh, okay.
The email tells of it, I quote, a serious threat to our lives and health. I got one of these.
I am the Klingerman.
Klingerman.
The email warns you to watch your regular mail for a big blue envelope touting a free gift from the Klingerman Foundation. Inside, supposedly, is a plastic bag, and inside that, a sponge infected with a biological virus unfamiliar to health workers. The email tells you to forward the warning to everyone you know or care about. Don't do it. It's been a year and a half since the Centers for Disease Control explained that the email is a hoax. It's just another reminder at this particular time to be careful, just not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy responsible for trapping you in an endless stream of computer windows is going to have to answer for his guerrilla tactics. The federal government is suing Pennsylvania millionaire John Zuccherini. He made his millions building what are known as mousetraps. You visit a website and another window opens.
Oh, I know
another
this.
Website.
Oh, good. They do this on porno sites.
That is a pisser.
And then another and another, each refusing to let you close them. It jams up your computer.
And you got to turn your computer off and restart everything.
Oh, the best solution sometimes is just to break the internet connection. Pull the phone cord if you have to. Zuccherini's also being taken to task for creating websites with names close to the names used by celebrities and popular companies.
Ah.
He's been sued before, but this time the Federal Trade Commission hopes to shut him down. And where do those upskirt and down blouse videos of cheerleaders on the internet come from?
Where, Buzz?
Well, some of them came.
Buzz,
I knew you were going to do that. I was counting on it.
I'm taking your picture.
Some of the pictures came from a former music teacher at an exclusive Long Island girls' school. 20-year-old Kevin Matthew Dern, or 29-year-old rather, Kevin Matthew Dern now faces 56 counts of civil rights violations and child endangerment. Dern's pleading guilty after some of the girls found pictures of themselves on the website.
Oh, my.
In sports, the NFL has slapped Cleveland Browns rookie defensive tackle Gerard Warren with a heavy fine. Warren's being fined $35,000 for a hit on Jacksonville quarterback Mark Brunell last Sunday.
I saw it. It was they ran a play, and there was a fumble. And you know, when there's a fumble, the quarterback is fair game.
Fair game, right, to be blocked
and
or whatever.
Brunell just standing there. You know, he might. You know, I had Brunell on my fantasy team for like 3 years.
Right.
He might as well wear a dress when he's out there. He's such a pussy. But even I felt bad for him because he's just standing there looking around. And this guy from Cleveland comes with a helmet, right to helmet. And I mean, boom, flattens him.
Knocks him out.
I mean, he got the concussion. He
right.
Got the,
You tried everything to help Brunell. You even mailed him chicken bones.
Yes.
That's right. I sent him a bunch of voodoo stuff.
For voodoo.
When I got pissed at him, when he lost like 5 games in a row.
It's not like he's injury prone. I love the NFL's wording on this. The league also says the hit was violent, unnecessary, and unjustified. Warren is also being ordered to meet with Commissioner Paul Tagliabue to review the play. The NFL is fining Oakland linebacker Elijah Alexander 1 game paycheck for his hit on Seattle quarterback Trent Dilfer last weekend. The league says Alexander used his helmet to hit Dilfer after the quarterback released a pass near the sideline.
Yeah, but
it was Trent Dilfer. Who cares?
Not the same.
Finally, Georgia Tech has won the battle of the mascots. Georgia Tech has a trademark on its mascot's name and filed a lawsuit when a minor league baseball team in Salt Lake City adopted an identical mascot.
You were involved in this, weren't you?
Used the name for his team.
Mm-hmm.
The Salt Lake City team is settling out of court at a cost of $600,000. So what's the name that's worth all that money?
Come on, tell us.
The name is Buzz.
Yes. There he goes.
Look how happy he is.
He's all happy.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike show.
Yes, he is.
No. You're going to be out of your mind on Monday when we sign that new station in Seattle.
The Buzz.
Yeah, right. 100.7 FM.
Outrageous.
Yeah. That's some of the most ridiculous liners you've ever heard. The Don and Mike Show every day live on the Buzz. Outrageous FM talk.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Whoa.
All right. Thanks to Dick Van Patten and Frank Gorshin. I'll be in Fredneck, Maryland Friday night with our production of the Sunshine Boys.
Yeah.
Information on that, you go to WARX.com.
The Smoking Show.
That is our affiliate up in that area. Back tomorrow with the new episode. Rob and Lisa tomorrow, 4 to 6 at Just Tires in Alexandria. And this is Love Rob and Lisa, Saturday 1 till 3. Oh, they're really a pair. At Lowe's in New Carrollton.
Yes, they are.
It's fun. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Here we go with the call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm calling 100.
Yeah, right.
What's your name?
Yes, yeah, hi, who is this?
It's Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Saugerty.
Mike, you won the Band of Brothers prize back. Don't miss Band of Brothers. Great show, Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on HBO. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Also, everybody, please go to simplywireless.com. Give that website many hits. We thank them for the money that they're giving us to give away on the show. And the Don and Mike bowling team, Don and Mike's Gutter Balls, supplied by Chantilly Bowling Supply. 703-378-7815. We're heading over there now to get our balls and our shoes. And Lisa's setting up the first match. I think Wednesday night we're going to Queens.
Queens!
I think we're bowling in Queens on Wednesday night. That's it, right? Tomorrow, Jerry Glanville and new low-budget Jeopardy, and it's Stossel, and Joe made it back from the store with the 100 packs of cigarettes for Frank Gorshin.
Thank you, Joe.
He'll be presenting to him tomorrow night. Okay, that's it. We gotta go. Thank you, and goodbye there, Buzz.
Thank you, and goodbye, Don.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mike.
Thank you, goodbye, Don.
And Rob.
And nobody doesn't like Rob.
Hey, throw that hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, oh. I like that. Too much choreography, not enough focus.
Absolutely. All right, meow. We will see you guys tomorrow.
So long, guys.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.